you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Oh my God, I didn't even know I was muted. I had a great opening. I was doing my opening and I didn't realize I was muted. Wow. You guys missed it. I was on point. I guess I have to say it again. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Brian, and I have my co-host, Miss Cox. Robin, if you're nasty. Welcome to the show today. Like I said, we're all over the world and we're doing a lot of things. We're, even as I'm talking to you now on the radio, I am promoting. That's what we do. Since Robin came in, Robin's like a shot of nuclear sweetness. She go, and she's, you know, go. And it's getting me to say, okay, I got to keep up with Robin because she's like our nuclear secret about getting artists where they should be. And we'll go into that later. Right now, I want to introduce Robin. Good morning, Robin. Good morning, morning, morning.
Good morning. It's almost noon here. It's 11 o'clock.
I know. Can you believe, Robin, I'm still promoting as I'm speaking to you. I am still promoting. I mean, you know, I got to do what I got to do, you know. There's
cool.
A lot of good... Our team is expanding as well as I do when I have a couple of drinks and I meet a new date. Thank you, Robin.
Oh, you are not.
I will keep you up to date. Robin, we've been promoting... Hope Fest.
It was this past Saturday.
I didn't get the chance to make it. Robin, would you tell everybody about Hope Fest? And I already know it turned out beautiful. But please tell people what they miss. And this was in Alabama and Robin's backyard.
It was a really nice, you know, festival. We didn't get a lot of the turnout because of the rain, because it was raining off and on, and it was very cold and cloudy. And so that was kind of a disappointment, but, just great lineup of musicians. I mean, there were, you know, vendors, and it was just really, really nice. And they had the portable showers for people who didn't, didn't have access to one. And they were also able to donate quite a bit of money to these charities.
That's expensive. I mean, I don't know if Coachella has that or not. I don't think so. I mean, portable showers, my God. I didn't think so. I never heard of anything.
This is for the homeless. You know, the ones that don't have access. Yeah, it's not, nobody, you know, just was like, okay, now we got, you know, no. It was, you know, that was for people so they could get cleaned up and get new clothes and a new shirt and everything. And and it was nice. It really was.
See, you guys are nicer than I understand.
Yeah.
Sure. But you guys are really nice because I wouldn't get the shower. I just get a big hose, light them up, and spray them all. Go on in. There you go. There you go. It's such a beautiful day. I'm just going to – I can't afford that. That's wonderful. That's wonderful that you did that. So I'm just trying to tell you, this is Robin. I mean, she does this. She shows up for events. A lot of the artists that came on last week promoting Hope Fest, Robin – I just want to let you know the new team that we have, and our team is right on. The team, my old team was good, too. They were good. They were so good that they moved on to spectacular things, those bastards, what I did for them. But now I got a new team. I got a new team, and they are fantastic. And Robin's taking the lead. She's the director of operations for the group.
Thank you.
She will be... You're welcome. She's going to be booking, and she'll be talking to you, and she'll be telling you plans, how you can move forward, and things that we do, because we do so good. That was the thing about our show. When I started 15 years ago, I said, show's not about me, it's about artists. Let's move these artists forward, because I used to be an artist. I never drew anything.
Well, you still are.
Well, thank you. I don't know. Well, you know, I am writing this. Oh, Robin, I am writing this script. We're going to do a lot of firsts. Boy, do I got to tell you. You know, I directed 2 movies. I acted when I was a kid. I was on Sesame Street, you know, that kind of thing. And then I went to Sesame Street. Big Bird got me hooked on drugs. Yeah.
Really? Well, I told you Big Bird lives on the street next to me.
He lives on the street. No, he didn't get me on drugs. That money. Big Bird did not give me drugs. I just want to say that. But yeah, when I was a kid, Big Bird scared the living fuck out of me. It was, hi, how you doing, little boy?
I bet a giant bird probably made you afraid of him.
Afraid. I shit myself. Mm-hmm. I shit myself a couple of times. Like, cut. Somebody change that kid again. Got him. The Big Bird.
Big Bird.
Thought he was going to eat me. Thought he was going to eat me. But look at this. Talk about a sweet-ass bird. Good morning, Miss Overline. And ladies and gentlemen, Pat over the line. There she is right there. Good morning. Pat, good morning. Pat, good morning. Pat. Oh, Pat. Patty. Pat's a little shy.
He probably is doing something else right now.
Exactly.
Or not thinking.
Every night they throw Pat in the volcano. You know, they take a virgin, they throw her in the volcano, and then we have to get her out of the volcano for the ashes. Pat. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll leave her mic open just in case. She may not be able to hear me because this first time it's completely dead. So, So I did a lot of that. So when we first started, it was like musicians who haven't been heard and all this kind of stuff, and it's all about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about them. And it's about moving the artists forward. And because I knew how hard it was, musicians, authors, independent filmmakers, just all kinds of artists, painters, and especially if you are an author, it's millions of books out there. And if you want to edge, you got to get on the radio, you know. Same thing with musicians, right? Right, Robin?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And this is – people know me. And I could give you references in Italy, and we're in Britain, and we're in tennis. We're in the U.S. We're all over the U.S., but worldwide, you know, we got them. Russia, it's true. South Korea, true.
Really?
I don't think we hit China yet. You know, I don't think we hit China, but we will. I'm sure there's some Chinese people here that will go into their homeland and go, did you hear Brian? But we have a good I'm a little worried about Pat, she's in the studio, and it's completely dead. I don't know if she's even... Should I text her?
Yeah.
Should I text
her? I was about to do.
You go ahead. And maybe she doesn't know we're on the air, but she called in. Okay, well, Robin takes care of that business. So what I'm trying to say...
I just sent her a message, so...
Oh. Yeah, what I'm trying to say is that we have a new team. And I've been working a lot at night and everything furiously. And we got a new energy since Robin's been here. Like I said, she's like a nuclear power. Put a shot right there. Got me working day and night. And our new promotions are going out. Our staff is coming together. So bottom line, if you are listening to my voice and you're an artist and whatever you want to call her, I don't care, from painting glasses to writing books to a musician to a filmmaker, we can promote you.
But
and we can do it good. Right. And if you're a regular person, that means you're not insane. I think artists are insane. So if you're a regular person and you're normal, this show is pretty good information about the stuff and fill you in on a lot of stuff. So, hey, it works for everybody.
Holly told me that artists are notoriously disorganized. So I was like, well,
yes,
that makes me feel a little bit better about myself. I thought I was just
a messy person. I know.
Even though it comes with that creative mind, is what it does.
I know. It really does. And she's right. You know, there's something wrong with us because we believe in something that hasn't been made yet. We believe in something that hasn't been done, but we believe that we can do it. It's like there's something wrong with us. More about us later. Bottom line, if you have any kind of promotion, I want to get into motivation speakers. We had a motivation Pete. I still like Pete, man.
Mm-hmm.
Pete is in my head. And I want to thank, I think Aaron, it's Aaron Stoll.
Yeah.
If I'm not.
Yeah.
She's following us now. She's listening to the show.
Really?
I want to thank her for doing that. Yeah. I want to thank her for doing it.
She was the best. She was.
She is. I'm going to get together with her. I meant
Saturday.
Yeah.
She really was the best. And there were a lot of good ones up there. Very talented.
I know.
But she was.
She
stole the show.
Wow. No, she's very talented. I expect to see her in CT, Country Music Awards, CMT. I expect her to see that soon because she is by far one of the best I've heard. I mean, all of them are good. And then they go, what are you talking about, Brian? I was on your show last time and you said I was, okay, all you guys are good.
Yes.
But the only ones who follow me are the best.
The only one I got to meet that we interviewed. Well, other than Trent, of course, Trent Stevenson, the tour manager.
Right.
And
oh, you met Trent? Oh, yeah, of course you met Trent.
Did.
How's he doing? Did he mention me
at
all?
He
asked
remember about
me?
You. He did. And of course. He asked about you. He had, health issues, so he wasn't really.
Sure.
He was trying to do too much, and his mother was like, no, don't do that. You need to sit down. We don't want you back in the hospital.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, you better listen to him.
Yeah, you better. I'm sorry, I got distracted. I'm looking at the showtime. It's just today's date. I'm seeing it in the studio. Mm-hmm. Then it gave the date when I signed on and how many minutes. That's weird. It doesn't usually give me the hour when I signed on. That's very. I always look at little things that the studio is doing. Pat still around? I mean, Pat, are you there? It's kind of disturbing seeing her in the studio and hearing nothing.
Well, she was. She was active 7 minutes ago on Facebook,
what?
And I sent her a message, and she didn't. I said, "You okay?" Nothing. I got nothing.
Let's give her a call. Exactly.
Okay.
I'm going to give her a call. I'm going to give her a call from the studio. See. Maybe she... Maybe the studio is acting up, because I think it's acting up.
But
I got you. 19. Okay, here we go. Let's see if Pat's there. I got to hang up on her right here, and let's call her. Hold on.
Okay.
She's gone. Now I'm dialing her. Let's see. Mm-hmm. We're calling Pat. Now, technically, the studio cannot call internationally. So I don't know if it'll let her call Canada, but I'm hearing. Hello? Nope. Let me see now. She's not picking up.
Mm-mm.
That is really strange.
It is. I talked to her last night. She was doing okay last night.
Yeah, I had to hang up on her. Yeah. Well, maybe she'll pop back in. Oh, you know what it is? I bet you it was Dave. Here's what I bet you. I bet you it was John. And then he went to get her to wake her up.
And she, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe.
Well, she had she had been on Facebook, so I don't know. I really don't. It said she was, but sometimes it shows me on there when I'm not.
Right. Sometimes it does that to me too. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
we got you. There's a little song I want to play for Robin. They said our love won't pay the rent. That's because our money all been spent. Well, I don't know what you got, babe, but baby, I got
Aaron
you.
Aaron Sonny Bono. Mm-hmm. I got you, babe. I love
babe.
That song.
I got you, babe. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go on the show. We're going to go on the show. Here, show must go on. Da, 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 da.
Yes.
Today, everybody, here's what's happening throughout the world. The world's known and seen it, and it's very quiet in the studio. Why? Because Donald Trump is officially on trial. The opening statements are now being said he is on trial. And you know the first witnesses? Yeah. Well, Donald Trump's on trial for paying a porn star some money to keep her quiet. That's not illegal. What's illegal is that he uses funds from other areas and lied about it. That's a felony.
Like campaign funds?
The guy didn't even use his own money to pay his hoe. He used the campaign, campaign money and all this kind of stuff. And that's a no-no.
I bet his wife's not really happy with him right now.
I think that's a big farce. Do you really think, take a look at Melania. She's a, she couldn't quite make it as a model, so she did some, I don't know.
Well, so she married Rich.
Yeah, that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to get her parents, who were migrants, into America. She saw a way to get into America. And that's what she did. She knew the motherfucker was married when they were having an affair. She knew that. You know, it's funny how people are so. It's funny how people are so stupid. And I'm going to tell you this.
And she probably.
Why are you
going to
marry
some?
Exactly.
As long as it doesn't involve her or make her.
You think
bad.
So?
A lot of people are like that. A lot of couples, power couples. Are like that, they're like, I really don't care what the other one does, just as long as it doesn't come back on me or make me look stupid or,
right.
Get me in trouble.
A lot of gay men did it when they're actors and they didn't want to come out of the closet gay, so they got hooked, their agents hooked them up with somebody else, so they'd be in a newspaper, so it's not like they're gay. And, the rumors are like Tom Cruise and Travolta. And all that bullshit, Michael. Remember how stupid it was? Michael Jackson came out gay. They had to squash the rumors. So what did he do? You know this was planned. He married the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley's daughter.
Lisa Marie?
Lisa Presley. Yeah, it's like, how can that not be contrived? That was just, Lisa, will you do us a favor? Can you marry this asshole? Okay. That's stupid. That's what we do here.
Didn't they have kids together?
Not her. They didn't have kids together. He had a surrogate. I think her name was Debbie. The surrogate is the one who gave him the kids.
Oh.
I don't know if Michael Jackson did it. Or was it a... Wait a minute. I mean, you know, that's a good idea. Because I don't know if Michael Jackson did it with a woman. I don't know. How did Michael Jackson... That's a good... How... I know it was Debbie who we had children with, but I don't know if it was through vaginal fertilization or did Michael actually do the nasty.
I don't know. When I was a kid, I thought he was a woman because he looked like one to me.
Right.
With the makeup and long hair, yeah. And the really feminine features.
Well, I can say the same thing with my number one guy, Steven Tyler. Look at that.
Yeah, makeup, he didn't look like
dresses.
A woman. But he don't look like one in the face.
He does, right? The dude looks like a woman.
He would be probably the ugliest woman alive, but a little bit, yeah. He does a little bit.
I pulled up Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And it says here, from a young age, Jackson was exposed to sex. I don't know who they're talking about. Oh, they're talking about his father. Who cares? I didn't know Michael Jackson when I was Tatum O'Neal. That's interesting. When I was Tatum O'Neal. I like Tatum O'Neal. Which one is the gay one? I always get them confused. There's Tatum O'Neal and there's another one. Who did Silence of the Lamb? Yeah, who was in it to star Silence of the Lamb?
That was
I get her confused with Tatum.
Oh, she, I know her name. She's in the movie Nail. Oh.
Yes.
I know her name. I can see her in my head. She looks a lot like Helen Hunt to me, but she's
a little
not.
Bit. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're
she
right.
Does.
Let me see. I get her confused.
Jodie Foster.
Yeah, I get Jodie Foster and Tatum O'Neal confused. They came out right around the same time. We get them confused. So, yeah, I don't know where I went on it, but I don't know if Michael Jackson conceived the kid or but I know the kids are his, and it came from Debbie. I know it, and he paid her. He paid her, and the kids are his.
Well, his wife could have been like, okay, we're going to have kids, but you're not getting near me. You know what I mean? Like, you got to make sure someone else give you the kisses.
You ain't going to touch this.
I wouldn't let him near me. Honestly,
you wouldn't?
He was an awesome artist, but no, not. I did not have any kind of, I have no kind of, never had any kind of, like, attraction to him at all.
Mick Jagger was
different. Well, Mick Jagger
was known to wear a little bit of makeup. It was. Remember, there was rumor about Mick Jagger and Joey and Bowie. Jagger and Bowie. There was a rumor.
I never heard that. Well,
yeah.
I know one thing. Mick Jagger likes women. That's for sure.
Uh huh. There was a big rumor about Jagger and. They did that song together. What was it, Dancing in the Streets or something?
Oh, that could have been. It could have been that one.
And if you saw them dance in the street, that was the worst dancing I ever seen. It was, I don't know what was going on there. It's like two people on crystal meth running down the street. It was like, what the hell? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always rumors like that. There was rumors that I was gay. I think Mr. Solution brought that up. But anyway.
Well, there's always rumors. I mean, it's like.
There's rumors. Just because of those college pictures I took in a dorm with me and spooning another man naked, it didn't happen. I had to pay a lot of money for that. A lot of money. No spooning. Just a spoon. I didn't fork them. It was a spoon. Those people.
Funny.
Well, Robin, guess what? So the show is like And here's the title of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like all men, blame it on your pecker. Like all men, blame it on your pecker. There you go. Donald Trump trial is underway. Isn't it funny the case is about hush money to a star? And, oh, God, I really messed up the writing feast. And the first witness is Donald Trump's pecker. Okay, boy, did I screw that up. I screwed that joke up. The first witness is a guy from The Inquirer. He owned The Inquirer. His name is David Pecker. And that's the first witness they're going to call. Yeah, he was there telling you, you know, how to keep Donald Trump's secrets and everything. His name was David Pecker from The Inquirer.
From
and
the
he's
National
the first
Inquirer.
Witness they're going to call. Yeah. So Donald Trump's on trial for paying a porn star, and his first witness is a pecker. How I love it.
How ironic is that?
It is. Isn't that ironic? And here it is. Who is David Pecker? And here's why he is testifying in Trump's David, there he is. There's the little pecker. Former National Enquirer. You know, I'm going to read about him. Robin, you are honest. I love it that you're so honest. You're really honest. It's a breath of fresh air. You're
Thank
really
you.
Honest. I like that.
Thank you.
But I'm
going to
ask you an honest question. Yeah, I know the feeling. But is it true? Would a woman prefer a big pecker than a small pecker?
Well, to me, it all depends on the person it's attached to.
I like it. That's a good answer. Yeah, that's true. A person attached to. I like that, Robin. Well, here we go. Well, this is who Pecker is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former National Enquirer publisher. His name is David Pecker. And he's a longtime friend of former President Donald Trump. He will testify today. His testimony is crucial to the prosecutors because he claimed that Trump, with Pecker's help, sought to kill allegations he had an affair before the 2016 election. These are the facts.
Had an affair?
Yeah, he was the one who killed the allegations. He was the one who said, no, Trump did not have an affair. He killed the allegations in his National Enquirer. Killed it.
And that's probably why he's no longer with the National Enquirer, because that's what they do. Is
right.
They tell, Pat just got back to me. Her son called. That's why she wasn't available. I will send her a message. Tell her just to call back in.
Okay. Thank you. People, I'm just trying to. And so here's why. It says that's Michael Jackson again. Let me go back to Pecker. Where's my Pecker? Here's my Pecker. Pecker. Oops, I lost my Pecker. Who is David? Okay, got my Pecker. It says here, Pecker promised Trump after he launched his first presidential bid in 2015, he would act as his eyes and ears by alerting him to potentially negative stories about him. Publishers and others about publishing and others about Trump's rival, and orchestrating a series of catch-and-kill schemes to silence damning allegations against him, according to the prosecutors. Yeah. Pecker, who from 1999 to 2020 served as the CEO of the National Enquirer parent company, America Media. Now, the National Enquirer alerted Trump, former lawyer Michael Cohen, that the adult film star Stormy Daniels was trying to sell her story. You know what? I'm going to tell you a story. After I read this, I got to tell you a story. What time is it? It's 9 o'clock. I don't know if he's open. I'm going to tell you a story. And I'm going to let you guys know an inside shit. You guys really want to know some inside. I'm just going to finish this, and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
So former lawyer Cohen that adult film star Stormy Daniels was trying to sell her story about a one-night stand with Donald Trump, and then the Inquirer killed it. That's what David Pecker did. He wanted to make sure that story did not get out. But Cohen, yeah, then Cohen negotiated the hush money payment for Trump. Both Cohen and the prosecutors say. Prosecutors also say AMI, which is the Inquirer, paid a doorman at a building owned by the Trump Organization $30,000 in exchange for information about allegations Trump had fathered a child out of wedlock. Fathered a child?
Wow. I bet it's not the only one.
I know.
I think there's a bunch of them running around. That
they're probably,
nobody knows.
That, yeah, with that Trump's old sperm.
Well, I mean, think about it. He's been around a long time, and he didn't.
He's been around a long time. You're right.
And you know, he likes winning because
yeah.
of you know all the pageants and all of that, and yeah. So I imagine that he was not, you know, completely faithful to all of his wives.
Oh no, no, of course not. Remember, he was linked to Epstein. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
He used to go to Epstein's parties. Yeah. Well,
I just wonder how much he paid his buddy Pecker to get him to, you know, to keep his name out of the National Enquirer.
When all else fail, leave it to your Pecker. It will tell you what to do. That's what I do. That's what
well,
I do.
Have
I
one,
think down there.
So.
Exactly. It's like. It will lead you to one, and it called Ryan, and it says, hello, Robin, baby. I want you to love us, and we'll be faithful to you, and we'll hold you, and we'll spoon you. You go, okay, and then you open up the leg, says, come on in. He goes, I think I'll stay for a while, and that's the love story. That's the love story. I tell people that me and Cindy had a one-night stand that lasted over 20 years, and, you know, it was like Yeah, what a one-night stand that is.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, kids, I'm going to go back to the story. So this is why Donald Trump's on trial. So here's what Pecker does. So Pecker, so he gave the doorman $30,000 in exchange for information about allegations against Trump. And Trump had fathered a child out of wedlock, claims the entire ultimately deemed were untrue. The Inquirer said, no, that's not true. And also paid former Playboy model Karen McDougal, she's hot, man, she's on fire, $150,000 for the rights to her story that she had an affair with Trump, also in 2006, but was never published. That's what's known as a catch and kill. You get these stories, but you don't publish them because you don't want the public to know, so that they're going to talk to him on trial today.
Because
Pecker was granted immunity. People
are someone's paying them to keep the stories out.
Right. Keep your Pecker down.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, it says Pecker was granted immunity after aiding federal prosecutors a case against Cohen for his role in alleged schemes. And it just, see, my Pecker, you know, my Pecker would go against me too. If they said to me, Mr. Jackson, yes, did this stripper, we have a lineup, did this stripper steal your money? And my brain would say, no, because I want to see her again. She was a good.
Mm-hmm.
But my Pecker will say, boing. It would go against everything my brain, what? My Pecker will lie to me. It'll make me do things that I don't want to do. My Pecker will make me go out with fat chicks. And I love fat chicks. But sure, I'm a chubby chaser. They're more meat for me to meet. Slap that ass. I've gone out with chubby, fat people, skinny people, middle people. Let me tell you something. There was one girl. Sorry, Erin. I know she's listening. There was one girl. Well, Brian, I'm kind of overweight. I said, okay, pull down your pants. And I pulled out. She pulled down her pants. I go, pull down your pants. She pulled down her pants. And I looked at her. Hoo-ha. I said, it doesn't look that bad to me. No, it looks like you gained weight. Because that's all I'm going to be looking at. once in a while I'm going to be looking at your boobs, but this is what I care about, and it doesn't look like you gained that much weight. That's it. Cookie
yep.
time. Yum, 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 cookie. Yeah, so that's what's going on. Okay, Robbie, here's the thing before I finish the story. You know that we're naughty. We're the most naughtiest show ever. Naughty. I'm giving you insight, naughtiness, because I am the number one naughty boy. I'm a bad boy who needs Ritalin.
Ritalin. I took Ritalin when I was a kid, and now if I take that anything like that now, it makes me crazy. It does.
Wow.
It does the opposite of what it should do.
Well, you know, Robin, I'm so bad that the moon howls at me when they see me. So, so I'm going to tell you naughty, 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 and I won't mention names, but I'm going to tell you naughty, 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 and the reason I'm going to tell you naughty, naughty, naughty is because we're going to do a prank joke on naughty, 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 and
okay.
You'll get the information, the real information. So here I'm working on an independent film. Okay, good. And one of the scripts says, hey, Brian, we need to find somebody. There's a nude scene here. And I go, oh, good. Yippee. I get to see tits. Well, you don't get to see tits. Mm-hmm. What I want you to do is our actress won't show her tits. I go, that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Brian. Okay.
Well, they're not. They
one day you're
going to
make
be like me and not have the best.
Exactly. Exactly. So he says, I need you to do me a favor. I can't say the name, but you're going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Go here. And they advertise for models all the time. Wink, wink, wink.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what kind of. So I go, okay, so there's models. Yeah, you want to go here and you want to talk to, I'm going to give him a name.
Mm-hmm.
El Chapo. Let's give him a name, El Chapo. Just for a name.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the real El Chapo, but let's just give him a name. So you're going to go over there
yeah.
and you're going to talk to El Chapo. I go, okay. And what I want you to do specifically, Brian, we need a girl with big tits. Check this out. Hold on. It's true. Here's, and this was my order. It was like an order. We need a girl with big tits. I go, and I thought tits was enough. That was not enough. We need her to have outies. I go, what's an outie? Nipples that stick out.
Yeah.
I go, she has to have outies? Yes, I don't want innies. Chicks have innies? Yes, they do. Outies? No innies. Outies, okay. And the overall, that must be nice. And what is it? It was a lot of detail, right? I go, are you sure? I mean, I feel like I'm going to this guy Ray Ray in the back alley going, hey, 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 come here. I feel like I'm going to this guy. And he wasn't that far from it, right? So he goes, I go, you want me to go in? I'm thinking it's a model agency. Okay. It is an odd request. They're going to kick me out, call the cops. Like I'm a perv. Here's the address. True story. And we're going to make a call, and I'll say this, and they'll say it to me. I wonder if they'll say it on the air. They'll make the call. I'm going to make the call. So I go there, right? And as this part of Sunset Boulevard in California is like, not the best in the world. At that time, they didn't really have transgender, but they had, you know, cross-dresser for prostitutes in that area, gay prostitution, you know, not the best area, right? And so I go, oh, this must be the address. I had a bars on the door, and the door's like in the alley.
It had bars on the windows and the doors, yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Probably not a good area.
Not good area. I'm going, what kind of modeling agency is this? They don't have much money. They would seem like they would go to bed. So anyway, I said, shut up, Rain. We got a job to do. I hit the buzz. They go, yes. This is Brian Jackson. I'm with blah, blah, blah. Oh, he called ahead. Oh, yeah. Come on in, Mr. Jackson. Buzz. Bzzz, open up the door. Shut the door behind me. Clang. And I'm walking up this dark, dark steps, like two levels of steps.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind goes crazy. Uh-oh. I'll never be found. They can kill me, and I'll never be found. I'm going to be in that trash can with the rest of the dead bodies.
That was the first thing
thinking,
that I would have thought of.
Me too.
Like, I'm not going to come out of here alive if I ever come out of here at all.
Exactly. I had the nerve, Robin. I went back down just to see if that door, that gate would open from the inside. No, it wouldn't. I go, uh-oh. It's like every horror film, the black guy gets it first. I'm going to change this grip. I'm going to prepare for this. So I went up.
Or the dumb blonde. A lot of times I put the dumb blonde on the chopping block first.
You're not dumb, but you and I will not stand a chance in the opening credits of a horror film. I'm not saying you're dumb, but I'm saying you're a blonde. We would not stand
a
chance.
I'm blonde, and I have no tits, so yes, I would be killed off.
Oh, yeah, they're going to kill you first.
Yeah,
all right, this is the blonde with the no tits. We'll keep the Negro later. So I go up there, I knock on the door. Yes, it's Brian. Come on in, Brian. Guy behind the desk. So he's smoking it. I am not joking. I'm telling you this. He's smoking it. He goes, have a seat. Okay, I'm sitting on the other side of the desk. All right. Bob called. I go, yeah. I needed a I know what you want. You want a girl with some big tits, right? I go, and I'm kind of shy with that. I start turning red. But I have to have them outies. Oh, you want them with some outie tits and with some big nipples. That's what you want. That's what you want. Look, I'm going to get a book right here in front of you. I'm going to show you a lot of people with tits with some outies. Tell me if you like them. And here's when Mr. Pecker comes out. Boing. I'm supposed to be a professional guy. Stop it, Mr. Pecker. I'm on the job. Let me look, Brian. No, we're working. So I'm looking at these pictures, and they're porn stars. All of them are. They're not regular models. They're porn stars. And I got tired of looking at the books. I'm going, here, yeah, just give me what you got. And he says, I want you here Tuesday. I want you here tomorrow at 10 a.m. I go, okay. I just want to get out of here and take a bath. And I want to have some girls. You want some big, I'll give you some girls with big asses, too. You like big asses, Brian? Oh, yeah. I'll give them some nice nipples and some asses, and their pussies have juices. You like pussy juice, Brian? Well, not for coffee. You kind of like coffee. Well, you'll like that. Okay.
Oh, God, I won't be able to drink coffee without thinking about that.
Exactly. I drink coffee, orange juice, pussy juice. No, I'm ew. All right, get out of here. Okay, I'm leaving. I go back to the guy, independent film guy. I go, you mother effer. That was a porn thing. He goes, yes.
Yeah.
He goes, I got to get an actress that can show her tits, and they're reasonable. This actress won't. So what do you think I'm going to do, Brian? You think I'm going to put it in the magazines and say, "Hey, I'm casting for women with big tits and nice knockers"? No, we're going to go right to the guy. I go, I don't want it. Exactly. This is all true.
That's
and he goes, "We got to go to the guy."
Stars anyway.
Yeah. And then I go to the guy. I go, but he was going to serve me some pussy juice. He goes, "Did you take it?" No. Oh, I didn't get pussy juice. I go, look, I'm not going to do it. I'm a legitimate guy. He goes, you're nothing. You're a PA. You're not legitimate. You're a production assistant. You are nothing. You do what I say. Or else you won't work around anymore. And I'm going to say that you're a bastard and you will never find work. That's true. That's all true.
Really?
So I said, I'm legit. Yeah, I said, I'm legitimate. I don't want to do this. He goes, there's nothing wrong with it. We're just going to pay an actress to show her tits. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
I go, okay. You know, I get okay. He made it sound like it was okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He goes, it's nothing different than a Mardi Gras. When you go to Mardi Gras, you toss a bead, they show your tits. That's it. He made it sound like this. So we just don't have the beads.
Mm-hmm.
The guy wants me to come in there at 10 a.m. Yeah, be there. I go, I'm taking somebody with me. Fine. And I took a couple other people with me, two guys with me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just felt uncomfortable.
I don't blame you. I would have too.
I don't know. And the guys go, and they were other grips or PAs. They go, hey, you guys are going with me. He goes, well, we're going to pick up a model. Why do we have to pick up a model? Why can't you go? I go, please, don't ask any questions. We're just going to go, okay, we're going to go. We're going to get paid for it anyway. We're going to have a drink and whatever, and maybe get some pussy juice. Pussy juice? What the fuck? Okay, just go with me. Okay, we go. We go. They had no... They had no idea what was coming up. They had no idea. They do the thing. We knock it in. We go up to the end, and one of the guys go, and he was Asian. What the fuck? He goes, this don't feel right. I go, I know. Brian, are we in the right place? Yes. He goes, why are you with me? I don't know. So we go. Knock on the door. They sit us down. The guy comes in. And the reason I'm telling you all this, because we're going to make a call. Because what I am saying to you, you will hear this guy. You will hear this guy. I hope they're still open. And he brings his ending. Brian, you're on time, 9:45. I got your women for you. Women? I just need to. True story. I want you to go in there. I want you to have a drink. Have a drink. I'm only 20. Who gives a fuck, drink, my friend. Okay. Well, and the guys go, we could drink liquor. Shut the fuck up. Nobody's drinking. We go there, and we sit on the couch, and we see girls. We just walk by. They're all porn girls, you know, thongs and titties. And then my Asian friend going, where are we? Are we in Oz? I go, shut up. Mind your business.
Are we in Oz?
Exactly. He thought, and it's nothing more embarrassing to see three guys sitting there with wood. Boing, boing, boing.
And a bunch of women walking around not paying attention.
A bunch of women walking. Exactly. It's like none of us are going, hey, Brian, you get up. I'm not getting up. You get up. I can't get up. You get up. I'm not getting up. We'll just sit right here. Wait, maybe it'll go down. It's one of those. Long story of it, Brian, get over here. I'm over here. I'm hopping over there. I'm bending over like I'm looking for a change. Oh, my back. I'm back. What's wrong with your back? I'm just trying to hide my wood. My back. But anyway, I can finally get to him. He goes, I got your girls. Why don't you sit here? He fucking did a cattle call. We saw we put it down, 350 girls. They were lined up around the building. Around the building. In Hollywood, like a casting call. He called every fucking person. Starting from the beginning, and I recognize some of the porno stars. Starting from the beginning, the first one, we didn't know what to do. The first one comes up to us going, hi, my name is Candy. I'm sweet. You might have saw my film, Harry Potter. Because I have a big bush. Oh, okay. These were the conversations. These were the comments. They really actually saying the shit. I go, oh god. She goes, okay. So she comes with her like a bikini kind of thing, and she goes, should I take off my top now? And when I got nervous, I stutter, and you can barely hear it on this show, but I'll do is like, yes, like I'm an idiot. Boom! That was only the first girl. Boom! She took her top, and I'm going, wow! And my other friend's going, Jesus Christ! Look at that! And she's waving them at us. And my friend goes, can we touch him? I go, we're not touching. Don't touch. No touchy. She goes, well, how do you like these? And she's waving at them. She's waving at them and her big breasts at us. And I'm going, wow, those are breasts. Patty's here. Good morning, Pat. Good morning,
baby.
I'm
sorry. I was distracted by my son and then somebody else.
No, it's okay, because you're just in time, because we're going to make a call.
Okay.
I was just explaining. Yeah, I was explaining this modeling agency that is, you're not going to, and I found out they're the number one, bottom line, they were the number one modeling agency in the world for actresses, porn actresses, in the world.
What?
The world.
Really?
Yeah.
In that?
So the first girl.
Clothes?
Yeah. So the first girl took out, like I was saying to Robin, she took up her tom and she started waving her breasts in the air, and I'm going, wow. And I said, well, I got to ask you some questions. She goes, sure, go ahead. What's your name? Brian. I had a stutter problem. It sounded like a boat. They go, okay, Brian. I go, oh, okay, we're going to play that game. I see that. I know where we're going. She goes, I got to ask you some questions. She goes, what? Are yours innie or outies? Let me take a look at your tits. And she shows, she would look, and she put them right in my face. I go, well, I don't know. She goes, what do you don't know? I kind of want outies. Yours kind of an innie. Then she starts squeezing her tits. Give me a minute. Squeeze. Now look at them. I'm going to put you on a maybe. Sit over there. Thank you. Now, that's how it started. Seriously. For 3 hours, they were parading. Hi, Brian. Look at these. Okay, that will do. Look at these. Sorry. Look at these. Not good. Look at these. Bigger. Look at these. I want them smaller. Look at these. I want them more real than plastic. Look at these. These are not natural. No. That's how it went.
Uh-huh.
One girl got smart, and she's an Asian girl. She became my friend. She walked in. She goes, I'm sorry I'm late. I go, it's all right. She goes, look at these. I go, oh, they're nice. But you're Asian. I need white tits. She goes, white tits? Yeah, white tits. Nobody's looking at Asian tits. By this time, I'm a professional, right? I'm a professional titster. I'm Mr. Titster. I know about tits now. It's been like 2 hours. I am a
you
professional.
You probably say more
I know
like that one day than you did in a week.
I did. I never want to see tits again after that day. I don't want to see them. But anyway.
I don't blame you.
Exactly. Then she goes, well, what about my tits? I go, look, I'm looking for Caucasian. You're Asian. She goes, but. I go, no, but, lady. She goes, can I show you anyway? I go, if you must. And by this time, even the guys are saying, Brian, can we get out of here? It's lunchtime. We see some titties. Yeah, by this time. She shows me them. I go, nice tits. Very nice tits. She goes, good. She goes, you want to see my pussy? I go, what? That's different. What? And the guy starts perking up. What? And then the other guy goes, just a second. She goes, okay. I go, guys, we're going to see some Asian pussy. Yay! Is that professional?
Yay!
All right. Now act professional like we've seen them before. Like we've been to China and we've seen all of the Asian pussies they've ever made. Okay, Brian. We go back to her and she pulls down her pants. She pulls down her pants and she goes, this is my pussy. I go, and everybody at once, God damn! Wow! I go, very nice pussy. She goes, did you guys ever see pussy before? Of course we did. Every time. I mean, we see a lot of them. Right, guys? And she looked at me and goes, doesn't look like you've seen much pussy. I've seen them. I have ate them. I'm like a cannibal of pussy. I eat it. She looked at me. She says, you're so cute. Yeah. She goes, you're doing film, right? She goes, yeah, I want to break out of business. I want to do legitimate stuff. I go, okay. She goes, can I put on my panties now? I said, no. Then you know who's boss, lady. You could look her up. Her name, she went by Jade East, this big porn Asian back in the day. We became best friends. Never had sex. Was not interested in sex with her and everything. And she wanted to get out of the business, and I knew some people. And once in a while, we'd have coffee. We'd talk at night. Maybe we'd go out and have dinner. But we never had sex. Never.
I don't think I could with the porn star either.
I couldn't.
I just couldn't.
I couldn't. But there was one incident that really got to me. Okay, my girlfriend was away. The bitch. So she left me home by myself. She should have known better. She gets what she gets. Ooh. I had another number of a porn star. I really liked her black hair, nice ass, tits nice, and her outies. Didn't take much. And she says, Brian, give me a call anytime you want to. And I go, huh, true story. I think I'll call her. And then ring. Hi, this is Brian. Oh, Brian, I'm so happy that you called me. Didn't you give me a call? I go, yeah. I am the man.
Yeah, you are.
Look, I want to have lunch with you, but you're lunch.
Yes.
Are we going to fuck? I go, yeah, I guess we're going to. Okay, now here's what she said to me. I swear.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to fuck, right? I go, yes, we're going to fuck. You know, you're a poor... Okay, I'm doing a scene right now in a big movie, and I know the movie she was doing. I go, yes. I have to suck three guys' cocks. I have to swallow two men, and then one guy's going to fuck me up the ass. After I do that, I'm going to take a shower, and I'll be with you. I go,
I would have been like, no,
what?
You were not.
This is a no, you won't. And me with my OCD. So I'm saying, you know, and she was really pretty. I go, I go, can we do this before your scene? No, I'm on a set right now. I'm right getting ready to suck some guy's cock, and it's one of those cum scenes, and I got to get some Listerine in my throat. And I go, she goes, can I shower at your place? I go, ew.
No, I don't want to. No.
Exactly. And I said ew in my head because I'm supposed to be the man of the pussy. I am the man of the pussy. I know pussy. So I said, you know, I got a call from a set. I got to go do this movie, but I'll call you in a couple of weeks and everything when I get back. She goes, okay, I'll be ready for you. Bye, hon. I go, ew, bye. And then I wash my phone with Lysol. And I never did it again. Never did it again.
I don't blame you.
No. No.
I don't blame you.
No. And it was from that Maui agency. Here's a man of the world, Mr. Webb. Mr. King Webb, good morning, my brother. King Webb here, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning,
Brian. Good morning, Ms. Pat.
We have Pat and we have Robin. We have Pat and Robin.
Hello.
So.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Huh?
How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing good.
Doing good.
I was just
telling
their stories that I did. I was going to make a live call. I wanted to see if they were still around. So it was this modeling agency. It was a modeling agency, and they just, I can't give the name out. I'm still seeing it around, and they were a modeling agency for porn.
Hold on, I got another.
Sure. Let me see if I got here. Let me see if they're still around. Because they're in those dirty magazines, so I'm just going by memory. This is happening years ago. L.A. Direct Models, Palmer Talent Agency. Maybe this is it. So we're going to call. I don't know if this is the one, because the one I... Wow, they got a nice website. Ooh, titties. Don't call this one, because this website, that's all you're going to get. Okay, here's what I see, ladies. Here's what I see. I'm gonna put it in your. I'm gonna put it in everybody's. Except King. King will take me to church in a minute. Saying, I got to get the devil out of you. But let me see. Here's what I'm looking at, ladies. And they don't even try covering that shit up. Here we go. I'm gonna give this to Pat. Pat, this is what I see when I go to this. Don't say the name. This is what I see when I go here. And there's Robin. I'll give Robin. Here you go, Robin. Here's the little. Okay, that's Pat. And check out that link. Where's and then King, my brother. King. There he is. King, my brother. And this is the webpage. Are you guys looking at it? Are you guys see it?
I'm trying.
That's your website.
I am too. It's a.
How about
a
computer so big?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you see. That's their website.
I'm having trouble loading it on my phone.
Okay. So I
I'll
think this is the agent. Oh, it's okay. It's about nothing but nude ladies with big knockers, right? It's just all the whole thing is nude.
It is.
It's nude. It is nude. I wonder if
there's one
where
of them
are.
That's got some underwear on.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah,
yeah,
there's one of them that does. You wonder, Alexis. Alexis is from Texas. Oh, I love their names, right? Alexis, Texas. Let's look at the porn names. And let's go from the beginning.
Oh, that poor Anastasia Knight. She looks like she's 13.
Oh, my God. She's, oh, which one?
Anastasia Knight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one. Oh, you got it, Pat? You seen this?
She's still got
braces
on. Yeah,
braces on and everything.
What?
Yeah.
Where's she at? I don't see her.
Go back. Like.
Back?
Yeah, instead
just
of going
braces?
Like, she has
not
braces
a good look.
And, like, and no tits.
I don't see her. I don't have her. Santana / Ruby Red Bottom, Scarlett Summers, Selena Lux, Tylee from Texas, a lot of girls from Texas, Nikki Benz. Look at these names that they have. Yeah, Nikki Benz.
I'm sending it to you. I just took a screenshot.
Which one? Okay. Hey, King, whatever you do, don't look at the link that I send you. Don't look.
Oh, no, I just
dropped
off the other line. Hey, did you see the post I tagged you and Robin in this morning?
Which one? No, I didn't.
I tagged you guys in a post. And Friday, I want to prank call my great friend, Adina Howard. She's the R&B singer.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, is this? Well, I don't think you tagged me. I got Power to the Spirit of Life. This is yours truly, David. You know, King Wipe. Is it that one?
No, it's another one I tagged you in.
Okay, let me see here, King. Let's see here. The Spirit of Life. Less Stars. What the hell? Okay, looks like it's French. That's a French dude. Okay, I mean, the Spirit of Life, David. He mentioned you in the post. Maybe this is it. Here it is. Here's a piece of my world I want to share with you. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I can't find it.
It says, here's a piece of my world I want to share with you. If you know who she is, then you probably have grown children and some grandchildren now. Adina Howard is a great friend of mine and is a very nice person. Brian Hammer Jackson and Robin Cox, we're going to prank call her this You want to prank her? Oh,
yeah.
You want to prank her? Oh, you.
You know,
freak like
you
me,
know
Howard.
She can do it.
She can do it.
I'm trying to look for the Freak Like Me University, and you're the owner of it.
The what? University?
Freak Like Me University. Wow.
Freak Like Me.
You want to wait till
okay,
you want to wait till Friday to prank her? Yes.
Grant, I sent you the one with the braces.
Oh my God.
I told you
King,
she did not look like she's a kid.
That is not a grown woman. King,
I sent you the prank.
I don't know. She's a grown ass woman. I sent you a link.
Well,
okay.
And it's a model link, but these are models from porn. These are models. And how come Robin's on here? It says Robin Cox. What the hell?
Huh?
It has your name on it. The thing that you sent me has your Pat.
Well, you have to
wait a minute.
Give me the screenshot.
No, it has your name. It's one of the actresses. Oh, no.
Huh?
I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. It's my friend's list on Facebook. Next to the picture. I'm sorry. You moonlighter.
I was like, somebody stole my name.
You know what? Your name would have been a good name, though. Robin Cox for porn.
That's what everybody says. Oh, you've got a porn star name. I'm like, thank you.
We can give you a real porn star. Let me see. Here, I'll give you a real one. Ready, Robin? Okay. Tell me when you remember the first street that you lived on, your very first street you lived on.
White Oak Lane.
White Oak Lane. Okay, that's your first street, White Oak Lane. And give me the name of your first pet.
Gidget.
I'm sorry?
Gidget.
Gidget.
G-I-D-G-E-T. He was a dachshund. Name Gidget.
So your porn name would be Gidget, White Oak Lane.
Uh-huh.
That's your porn name. Gidget. White Oak Lane. That would be your porn. Usually it's your first name of your street and the name of your favorite pet. That's your porn name. Gidget. White Oak Lane. That's it. Because, wait, let me see. Let me see, David. King, what's the first, King, what's your street, your first street, the first street that you ever lived on that you remember? What's the first street?
I believe it was called Pine Street.
Pine Street.
Yeah.
Pine P-I-N. Street. Yeah, P-I-N-E. And what was the name of your pet, your first pet you remember? It doesn't matter what kind of pet. Was just the name of your first pet?
Damn, you're taking me way back.
Mm-hmm. It could be a dog, a hamster, a cat, anything that you remember, bird, anything that you remember.
Well, we had a dog, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few dogs, but I don't. I just know we had a few dogs. Yeah.
Do you remember their names?
I know they. I know the one they always talk about. He was like a Labrador.
Oh, those are nice dogs. Do you remember any of their names?
His name was, they called him Chief.
Chief. Okay,
yeah.
That's what I need to ask. Chief. So your porn name will be Chief Pine. Chief, that's your porn name. Chief Pine, hey, Chief. Exactly. Well, you are Gidget, what is it, Gidget,
Gidget
White Oak.
White Oak.
Yeah. Wow. Look at you. Yeah, so that's the picture that I sent, King. I don't know. I hope there's no children around because basically it's a site of porn actresses. And that's, of course, my story because the story was when I was in production, they sent me to this agency because they needed a girl to take off her top for this movie, independent movie. So now, they didn't want to ask the regular actresses, so they went to this particular agency. So that's the website. We're going to call them. That's the website. And then Robin and Pat said, wait a minute, there's a girl on there that don't look like she's a woman.
No, she looks like she's still in high school.
Oh, my God, you're right. I mean, her body, I can only describe it. You think they did it on purpose? Because she doesn't look developed either. She looks like she doesn't look developed.
She reminds me of me when I was younger because I never developed much either, but, you know, I always look young in the face. And, until
Alexis,
I got older.
Alexis Monroe. Should we ask for her? Let's ask for her. Alexis Monroe. See what they say about her. Should we see what they say about her? Because we're going into the CDC bullshit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then if they ask
well,
us, and then we're going to send
Brian.
We're going to send in a rescue posse to save her ass, and she's going to probably turn the cops on. Are you kidding me? I'm making $160,000 a film. Get out of here, you broke bastards.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry.
I don't need no rescue. Want to see my mansion? So there you go. So here's the thing. I'm going to see. We're going to call. Because I'm telling you this truth. So I'm going to call this agent. I don't know if it's the same one or not, but it looks like it might be. I mean, this was years, man. This was over 30 years. Whatever. They might have got smart. But I don't know. But if, I'm going to try to call them and say that we need a girl for film, okay? and okay. See if they go into details. Like I was telling you, because so you guys here on the air going, that's bullshit, Brian. No, it's not. That's not. So are you guys ready to do this? Are you ready to do this?
Yeah, mute me.
To do?
Okay,
that's
I will.
What I was wondering.
Yeah, let's see. 323. You guys live on the air, right? That's what we do.
Maybe.
1, 3, 2, 3. Brian's calling porn again, everybody. Brian's doing it. He's giving Blog Talk a bad name. Shut up. Let's see. 850. You're not going to get this on those relationship shows. 850-5888. It might be early, but let me see. Okay. Ooh, I hope I didn't say it too loud. 5-8. All right, I'm going to mute everybody to see what we hear. Here we go. I'm muting everybody. And here's where we go.
The number you dialed is temporarily unavailable. Thank you for calling.
What?
Goodbye.
Uh-oh, they got busted. Uh-oh. Temporary unavailable, huh?
Hey, girl.
Wow. Temporary unavailable. They got the Lee Network. It calls up the Lee Network. Let me see. He has dollars and passwords. That could be sex trafficking. You know, nowadays you can't do that. Let me see their locations.
Know.
Right? You can't. Ooh. They're at the mansions, and look at the bullshit. This is all bullshit. DirectModelsLive.com. Become a model. All right, Pat, we're going to send Pat in there to become a model. Pat, you're going undercover. You're going undercover, baby.
Literally.
You're going undercover. Yep. We're going to send Pat in there. And it's no link. Yeah, they got busted by the cops. They got busted.
Probably. I guarantee you that girl was underage.
Exactly. She probably busted them. Damn. And that's a shame. Even my Pornhub is bigger than that, is better than that. There you go. There's a porn agency. Wait, oh, they give me a map. Where is it? No, this one's in Beverly Hills, so I didn't go to that one. What the fuck are they doing this? No, Melrose. Yep, that's the one I went to. Melrose. That's where I went to. That was it. L.A. Model Porn Agency. They're the largest in the world. They call themselves the talent agency. I wonder if it's this one. Ooh, this is another one. Affinity Models. What the fuck? Let's try that. They're open right now. They're open. Affinity Model Agency. What's going on there? They're on Wilshire. They service areas. What do you mean you service areas? You're a modeling agency. What do you mean you're servicing people? Let me see. Okay, we're going to try one last one. Because I'm not wasting people's time. Because I'm not going to give up. Here we go. And we're going to see if we can get Pat in there. Let's see if we can get Pat in there. I got a model.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, Pat's going to be doing nudity. Hello, I'm the nude psychic. Hello. Your future is with me, baby. I know. Even King going, Brian, I like Pat. No Pat jokes, okay? All right. Here we go. Let me see if it works. Here we go. Let's see if it works.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Ross Grossman and Affinity. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and we'll be happy to get...
Yeah, that sounds like a professional modeling agency. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the... Yeah. Boy, they sound professional. Okay, you guys know the show today. Like all men, blame it on your pecker. Donald Trump trial is underway. Isn't it funny? The case is about hush money to a porn star in the... I screwed up on the whole thing, typoed on the whole thing. The first witness is Donald Trump's pecker. That's what's going on today, and we're going to have a short show today. King's in the studio today, psychic Pat's in the studio today, and the lovely Robin Robin is in there today. Robin just came back from Hope Fest, and it was a great time in Alabama. I interviewed a gentleman. I love him to death. I love him to death. Mr. Stevenson, everybody. Mr. Stevenson, I interviewed him. And I think Mr. Stevenson was Stevenson. Is it Stevenson?
Stevenson.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about this dude, man. If you didn't hear the show when I was on location in the hotel room as my girl was giving me a dollar to go gambling because I spent my money. It's so embarrassing and humiliating. I spent my money. And she won $200, $300. And I said, you know, I was going to take the audience with me. Gambling. Got to be a fun thing to do.
She must be 21 or older to go.
Exactly. So I said, you know, sweetheart, look, I'm gonna go down and I'm gonna gamble. She goes, okay. And I go, well, I lost my money. I lost like $100. That was not much, about $100, $125.
Yeah. Well,
that's
not much.
Well, I didn't have time to go to the ATM. All that bullshit. She already won $200. And I go, can I borrow some money to go down? You know, I'm live on the air. Everybody's listening. I'm Brian. She goes, no. I go, I'm on the air. I'm Brian. I don't care, sweetheart, my darling woman. I'm on the air. Okay, here's a dollar. I go, really? I'm going gambling. Here's a dollar. When did I start marrying a Jewish woman? When did you turn Jewish? Here's a dollar. And then I thought, you know, this could be a good bit. Because if I get a dollar, I mean, if I win, I mean, what kind of that would be a great story. In my head, it's like, oh, my God, Brian only had a dollar, and I'm on live in the air, and bing, 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 bing. Wouldn't that be a great story? Guy did a dollar. I had that in my head, but it didn't work. I'm building this up. I get in elevator. I'm taking my Robin with me. I'm taking my Pat with me. We're in there. We're going bing, 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 bing. We're going in there. And then I said, Pat, lead me to the money. Pat goes, Brian, turn right. I turned right. Go straight. I turned straight. Right there. I sat there. Got my dollar. It's suspense is building. Suspense is building. This is going to be it. This is it. Put my dollar in, and it says nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh. That was the quickest dollar I ever lost in my life. Nothing. It didn't even give me another chance. It says, get the fuck out. Get off my chair. So that dramatic thing did not work. So we had fun.
But
we actually had
fun. You did have fun, and it was fun. It was a lot
of fun.
It was a lot of fun last week.
You did too. And so the thing, the story goes, before I went, I talked to this remarkable man. I had no idea how remarkable he was. So I started talking to, I interviewed this motivation speaker. His name is Mr. Key. Pete Key.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Pete
Love
Key.
Him.
That's the name he goes
oh,
to.
Oh, Pete
stage
Key.
Name.
And he's just like the name says, motivation. When I call him up, it's not like I'm hearing, hey, I mean, not like he came on his show. I was like, hey, Brian, how you doing, man? Just kicking back, smoking a stogie, getting my blunt, getting me smoking a fatty. Wasn't like that at all. Hey, Brian,
really?
How you doing? I mean, he was like a cup of coffee.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like really energetic. I mean, he is
energetic.
He does motivational speaking at the university.
Right.
And for the teams before their games.
He's good.
So he actually works for the University of North Alabama.
Oh, okay. He should.
So
he's good.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was telling me about Stevenson was a guest coming on after that.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Stevenson, if I'm right. Stevenson, if I'm correct.
He was the tour manager, yes. So he was the one
right.
that booked everybody for that event.
Right. Exactly. So Trent comes on. But Pete, old Pete, gave me something. He goes, oh, man, to overcome things. Like, I'm a big fan of Trent Stevenson. I'm going, what? Yeah, I mean, my problems that compared to his problem, I'm going, what? And so now he lit an idea in my head. Who is Trent Stevenson? I know he's coming on to promote Hope Fest. Mm-hmm. But old Pete gave me some kind of breadcrumbs to follow this lead. So Trent comes on and go, blah, blah, blah. Hope Fest is great. Hope Fest is wonderful, by the way. Robin was there. Hope Fest was wonderful. But what was interesting, he first introduced himself. Mm-hmm. He had eight heart attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he had a heart transplant? A full heart transplant. This guy, eight heart attacks and a full heart transplant. And I say this to you because we're going to get off the radio.
I think he's still in his 50s.
Oh, yeah, he said he was like 56 or something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's very young to have had that.
Very young. And this guy decides to put on an event to help other people. And you know what it takes? It takes me a while. If I put on an event, I'm exhausted, you bastards. This guy puts on this amazing event with these superstar and with these superstar people who came in, and you heard their music, really good music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I even have I wish I did.
What's
superstar
that?
Music, you guys. I was going to give you a taste of their music, but it's okay.
Oh, okay.
So here's this guy who had a heart transplant. Heart transplant, everybody. That means you're taking your heart out and maybe putting another heart in. Yeah. Do you know how difficult that is? I mean, before that, you had eight heart attacks. The man should be dead.
Yep. He should have been.
This is amazing.
Because someone decided to be an organ donor, he got to live. And I'm an organ donor. It's on my driver's license.
Are you really?
I am.
Wow.
If by the time I croak, I still have anything worth using.
Wow. Well, you're beautiful.
Of course, now my kidneys are out. They're out of the running because I have stones. You cannot, because I tried to, there was a girl, she was younger than me, and she lived around the area, and she was in full kidney failure, and she was young, early 20s, and I was blood match, but I was going to see if I could use a tissue match, a donor match. But I made a joke. I said, "Yeah, you probably don't want one of my kidneys because they produce gravel." And she said, "You get kidney stones?" I said, "Oh yeah." She says that automatically knocks you out of the donation. That, you know, it was. I felt horrible. You know, I wanted to help her, and people can live on one kidney.
Yeah,
I mean, they can.
Well, people will not be
living donors unless it's their family members. Well, she didn't have anybody that, you know, she could do that with, but she ended up getting a kidney. I don't know how, but I did. I checked on her. And I asked her how she was doing, and she said she was doing good. She got a kidney. So, you know, that's the thing. Be, even in death, be
you
charitable.
You are a very nice person. I saw that on my driver's license and said, "Would you like?" And they asked me, "Would you like to be a donor?" I go, "No, I don't want to get to heaven and have none of my stuff." It's like, "Oh, there's Brian. He donated his arm." So what?
Well, no, it's your organs they take, not your arm.
I want everything when I go to heaven. I don't want to be like, "Oh, there's Brian walking around without a kidney forever." I don't know.
Because after you're embalmed, you know what they do, don't you?
What?
They take all of your entrails and everything that rots first, they take it out. They take your blood out and replace it.
That's true.
So if you think about it, you're getting the same thing.
Right. You're right. And some people it's get cremated, so they burn that shit up, right?
Yeah. It's like,
hey, Brian.
Why?
Hey, Brian.
I mean, why would you not do this?
I have a guest that I just brought on right now, and here they are right here.
Okay. Who's your guest? Hello. Oh,
there you go. Hello. Hammer. Hammer is me. Pastor Dodger and CEO. I'm in the building. I'm here.
Are you guys together?
Yes, we are.
Are you serious?
Just gave me this up now.
Yes.
It's what? What?
You got the exclusive. You got the exclusive. This first radio show we've been on in a minute, so. Hey.
Wow.
Yeah, Hammer show.
Wow. That's amazing. I like that. Are you guys going to be working together? Pastor Don,
actually, the announcement, basically, right now, you know, I've had a lot to think about. And, you know, in this business, you're going to have your ups and downs with different people. But at the end of the day, you can't forget about the ones who have helped get you where you are. And one thing about me, I'm a giving person. And I have to realize that no matter what you go through in life, you have to be willing to forgive people and move on. And I had a post in my memory. And when I sit in the post, I say, you know what? I said, I got to reach out to this guy because, you know, my name was Gator, you know. So, I want to get that winning team, you know.
Well, I met King through Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and we became friends really quick because Pastor Don Jr., CEO, he's a faithful listener. I know him for a while. He comes up with some amazing talent, and a couple of them stayed on the show. King is one of them. Adrian was one of them. And they decided to say, you know what, I'm just going to sit here with Brian until Pastor Don Jr., you know, sends me to heaven. And so that's what it was. Well, congratulations, guys. We're older, we're smarter, we're more tolerant towards each other, we're more forgiving. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Man.
Some people get that way over time. Some don't. It just depends on the person.
Well, Robin, these two are like Ali and Frazier. I mean, it's like, you know, they're like Ali and Frazier. Like,
down
go, Frazier.
What's so funny is we both are Aries. And so when we bumped heads, it was pretty common.
Well, you guys, I want to say, well, you know, things are happening with you guys. Congratulations, guys. No, seriously. You're two talented people, and you do have talent that can move you guys forward with each other. Congratulations. I'm glad you guys realized that. You came into the good thing because my SoundCloud is blowing up and I am going on the air. And I'm finishing the touches because I promised Robin. She has a lot of musicians coming on. I got to have a platform for them. And Hammer 96 Music will be announced soon. That's right. And if Robin, worldwide, and I'm going to be promoting it on TikTok. I call it TikTok. Twitter. Last time I did it, it blew the fuck up.
Wow.
Whoa, I mean, we had people, I actually had three people pull over the side of the street to call me, you know, and this dude would go, Hammer, I like that song, Sam, who did that? Because it had a lot of indie people on there. King knows that.
Mm-hmm.
King knows how many people come in, who are musicians that came into this studio. Right, King?
Oh.
And my favorite guy was from Earth, Wind, and Fire. He was a judge in one of our things. He was my favorite guy. So we blow the fuck up. Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I got too big for my head, got too big for my body. And then I started thinking I was the shit, and then I realized I was just shit. Because, you know, sometimes you think that. Yeah, sometimes you think that. and CBS, and I thought I was big enough to take on CBS. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
CBS gave me a big F-U, Brian, because CBS,
oh, wow,
one of the artists, it was independent artist, he was going on a radio show, go, I'm going to be live with Brian. CBS says, okay, you're going to be on. They got the executives listening. And I think King was on the air at the time. King was on the air at the time with me.
Yeah.
And King, do you remember I started yelling at that artist? I mean, he was a big artist. He was an A-list artist because he was being rude or something. I don't know if you were there. But I started yelling at him. He was rude. I said, get off my air. And, and CBS contacted my executive producer and say, we are no longer going to be listening to Brian. I said, I'm banned from CBS? Fuck y'all. You'll be back.
Oh, wow.
You'll be back, CBS.
You'll be back. They don't have it on back. I mean, you got the virtual platform. And with a virtual platform, that exists all day, every day. 24/7, 7 days a week. If you haven't already, you can download the show.
Right.
These shows are available. You can go back and listen.
That's right. You know what I'm going to do, Pastor Don Jr. CEO? When we do our radio show, it's going to come out on Fridays and Saturdays maybe, and I'm going to keep uploading it every day. So every night they're going to listen to the show. It's going to be all over the place every day for the weekend, you know. And I'll be doing other radio shows. We're going to be doing radio spots promotion. Yeah.
I'm going to use some commercials. I got some commercials in mind, brand new, fresh. I'm getting them cut today.
Wow.
So this is perfect. Well, I mean, hey, we about to turn up. I'm telling y'all, everybody in the sound of my voice, get ready for Christmas. If you want to have money, start working on Christmas now. Don't wait till December 24th and it's like, I want to make some amazing miracle happen. No, it's not a miracle on 34th Street. I'm in reality. Start working out.
All right. And that's not far away. That's only 6 months, so you gotta get. You better just listen up. I mean, it's not far away at all.
Yeah. Oh, Christmas is not quite 6 months.
What is it, like eight months away? Something like that.
Yeah.
That far?
Yeah, it's about 8 months. Probably, close to the day, almost. So, the 22nd. Mm-hmm. Isn't today?
My timing is off. It's 2 weeks for me. That's how fast, how much I'm ahead of everybody else. I'm in history. I'm in the future, but I'm making history while I'm in it. Yeah, that makes sense.
I like that. I like that. Well, congratulations, you too. You know that you can use this as a platform. When our music thing gets going, I'll let you know what our website is. And if your first guest, you know, King Webb is always going to be my first guest when we're going to launch this. And then we're going to go from here. We're going to move people forward, and we're going to put people on the fucking map. And we have also things where you could download. So if, like, King gives me a music, it's like, hey, Brian, I want this on your thing. And I said, okay. And what I do with our store, and you'll be seeing it next week, we'll be promoting our store, and his music will be on it, headlining the store. So he'll be going, he'll be all over the place worldwide. Thanks to being a good friend. Being a good friend to be. And Pastor Dog Jr. too. Good friend too. Wow,
amen.
Guys. Wow. Peace in the Middle East.
Amen. Come on, let's get it.
Well, I'm happy for you. I didn't know Pastor Don was in Kansas City. I thought Pastor Don was in Detroit or Chicago.
We're not still being together. No, sir. I'm still in Mesa, Arizona. I'm on his line.
Oh, you're
he merged me in the car. I called him. He told me I'm on the Hammer Show. I'm like, you on the Hammer Show? Merge me in. He's like, boom.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, live on the air. Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's amazing how technology is. We're in Kansas City and Arizona and California and Alabama, and guess what? We're in Canada too. It's amazing how this technology works.
We're there.
Congratulations, y'all. Now, hope you guys
get along
and you worked out everything. And I don't want
to
hear.
Man, it's not about getting the money. You got to get to the money. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Period. I mean. I never came on your show and hated on King Webb. I never said, hey, don't mess with him. So it's not that bad. It's just It's two gentlemen understanding it's business out there, and the business supersedes what we personally feel. Period. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Money brings people together. It does.
It does.
Yes. Amen.
And two artists collaborating is really a good thing. That's what Hall Million started Artists United to do, was to, you know, create a platform to unite artists so that they could collaborate and learn from each other and work with each other.
I'm sorry, but Denzel Washington is not a good actor without his supporting cast. Every good actor has to have a supporting cast to read the lines. I don't care if you're just holding the mirror. It all makes sense.
That's true.
Yep.
And that's why I failed, because I didn't have a supporting actors cast. My acting, I was a mime. I was in a box all the time by myself. Nobody paid attention to me.
Oh, wow.
There's no such thing as a black mime. Look, I was the only black mime in the circus. Like, really? Really? The black mime?
Well, don't men paint their faces white anyway?
I'm going to paint my face. I'm going to paint. They're just going to bury me. You know, let's just bury this fool. He's not saying anything. That's what I wanted on my show. I wanted a mime. I wanted to really interview a real mime. That's what I wanted to do. Congratulations, you guys. Now, King, I hope, and I don't want King to call me up next week going, Brian. I go, yeah, King, what's up? Mr. Don's address. Do I have his address? Why do you want his address? I'm just going to drive on by and say hello. What? Are y'all fighting again? I can barely hear
I'm
you.
I'm sorry,
though,
say it one more time.
Yeah,
and the best way to learn something is to go through it, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm not gonna get on here and say everything. Because at one time I was pissed off, you know what I mean? And things were said, you know what I mean? But I asked God to forgive me, you know what I mean? And I think God answered my prayer, and there you go. You know, we're moving forward, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm glad you
well,
did.
I got,
you guys are friends. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Robin.
There's a little book that everyone needs to read, and it's called Virtue and Vice by C.S. Lewis.
No, I got to say this live on the air, and I know I'm being recorded. King Webb, I did not put no hate out there. I didn't call nobody. Don't mess with them. And I could have easily did that. I didn't have to get on a live platform and tell you this, but I'm going to tell you in front of everybody. I love you, my brother, but brothers will fight. But no matter what, can't nobody else fight with you. I can fight with you. If that makes sense.
Are you right? And that's how I know. You know, when you need to get into the show, who you got love for yourself.
King Webb, you see me blast tickling. You know I can do it. And I do it very easily. But I have issues with the fingers. I wait for people to talk about me.
Oh, yeah.
I wait. Negative news travel faster than positive news. Let's get it. Nobody's going to talk about us connecting back again. But as soon as I do something wrong or you do something wrong, they're going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
I
know that
you ain't Brian Smoke, you know what I mean? Everybody on Brian. No, we're moving forward, and I'm looking forward to
You got to meet the new crew, man. I got a whole new winning team. I got a whole new 300. Everything's different, but it's all the same. Come on, let's get it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's good. It was catching it. You know, I was getting a little bit, and then but not all of it. It was kind of cutting out. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Hey, glad to bring it back to Hammer Show. I mean, this is where we started, and I believe however you start is how you finish. So sometimes you got to go back and do it again and again and again. You got to do it 1,000 times. All it takes is once. Albert Einstein, he created the light bulb. He fell over 1,000 times, but that one time it worked, and we turn on lights today. All it takes is once. Doing it like one time. I'm not lying.
You guys did? Yeah.
What?
That's true. I mean, and to be honest, and King did never said anything bad about you, Pastor Dog Jr. On as much time that he was pissed, he would say, "I don't want to talk about that." I said, "Okay, let's talk about something else."
And I respect it.
Yeah,
you say, "I
don't want to talk
about
that." Yeah, exactly, exactly. You guys are good people. You guys are good people.
Yeah.
Now. Here's what I'm going to ask y'all, because we're going to find out. I have a psychic on the show, and I'm going to have her read your relationship and see where this is going to go in the future. Are y'all ready for this?
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, Pat. All right.
Okay.
Yes. Patty. Pat, listen to both their voices and give them both a reading and their new friendship and the potential of making big, mad money. Okay. So I'm gonna be quiet. You're gonna talk to King and Pastor Don Jr., CEO. They're on the phone together, and you're gonna give them the reading. Okay, how's that?
Okay.
They merged the call and they called the studio, so they're listening to us. So they want a reading, and I'm gonna hang up. I'm not gonna hang up. I'm gonna be listening. I'm gonna mute myself, and I'm gonna give you to King. You know King and Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
Yeah.
Here you go. Take it away. Let's have a good reading.
Okay, this is for King, man. Just a minute.
King, you go first.
No, wait. God. It's not for King. It's for the both of them.
It's for both
their
of
partnership
them.
Together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, partnership. For a partnership.
Their mm-hmm. partnership together. Is this partnership going to be good? Is this partnership going to be profitable? King and Pastor Don Jr., CEO. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Let me know.
Amen. Thank you, Pat. Thank you for your time. Thank you for always being there. I love your readings. And I know you're going to give it to us from the spiritual world. Like, I don't know. So whatever you bring, I'm fully open. All ready to go.
Yeah, I'll just be a second here. I have to shuffle a bit longer because it's a combination.
Yeah. Oh, and I want to give you a praise for everything you did. I am true. So, hey, I'm not scared. Let's go.
I feel this strong connection between you two. I really feel this is going to work. I feel, and you're right.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know how good your friendship is until you fight. Because if you can fight and make up, you can respect each other's differences. If you fight and don't make up, that means you can't respect each other's differences. Is that fair to say?
Correct.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Uh oh, here comes Pat. I'm stepping out.
Okay, there is security. Hang on.
Go ahead.
There is security for the two of you. Money. New money coming, the growth of money. The only thing is you're a little bit worried about the direction. You don't trust yourself. And you're undecided about success. Like, you're not quite sure how to go about succeeding, but you will succeed.
Amen.
And the other thing is, you're looking back at the past. You should stop doing that because you're comparing it. You can't compare it because it's not the same.
Apples and oranges, two different fruits. I hear you, though.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
Bye-bye.
There's indecision and a bit of depression because of what's been going on in the past.
Yeah.
But there's definite success with personality changes.
Okay.
Now, you have hopes of meeting someone or some woman being involved. There is new money. There is security. There is growth of business. There is some news of a new beginning, like a new job.
All right.
So, in spite of the fact you've been struggling, security is coming. Change of personality, that would be the two of you blending. And new beginnings.
Amen.
So it all looks good.
It does. It sounds good. That sounds like success.
Yeah,
amen.
You just have to get past the past.
Mm-hmm.
I receive it. I love it. And I love that you got the rules. And I know there's some stuff in there that might not be live for the radio. You didn't tell us, but it wasn't meant to be said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
No, I was pretty much on telling the truth there.
I feel good. So nice. No, I'm sorry. But no, that was a great reading, Pat. And you never cease to amaze me. And the one thing I love about your readings is 100% real. It ain't no call me now like Cleo. Ain't no psychic just ask for my money. You actually giving us a real heartfelt reading. And I do understand what you said. We got to keep our boundaries, but keep pressing towards the higher calling. That's what I got.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
King,
yep.
You get the same? Or?
She does
oh, yeah.
Do readings for money, though, yes. And a
oh,
business.
Yeah.
This time,
yeah. Now the thing is, the two personalities blending. That's going to
yeah.
take a little while, but it's going to work out good.
Amen.
That's amazing.
Bruce Lee said it best: if you drop a pebble in the pond every day, eventually you have ripples. Meaning. You have to work on it every day. It's not going to be done with one phone call overnight. And at some point, you're going to have that call where, yeah, you said some jack. I said some jack stuff. You said some jack stuff, but it will happen. But in time. I'm just thankful that we're here on the Hammer and Jackson Morning Show. If you haven't already, the call-in number is, what's the call-in number?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I don't blame you. I'm going to tell you something, Pastor Don Jr. I don't even know it. I've been saying it all
time. 319-527-6099.
There you go, Robin.
319-527-6099. Call in now. State your piece. Give us your feedback. Your feedback is so important. We live on mm-hmm. feedback. We can't get to tomorrow if you don't know what we did yesterday. Can't go until tomorrow if you don't remember where we came from.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good reading, good friendship.
Very good.
And I hope. Yeah. And good job. What's your first order of business, guys?
Oh, this is right here, being right here, right now. 365 days of radio campaign. That never stops. Never stops.
I'm going to give you guys good luck. I'm going to say something. You know, when I first started, we had a thing. It was always a thing. Me and Kelly had a thing. Kelly was one who first started it. She convinced me to go on the radio. I said, I have no training. I go, she goes, you should do it. I go, no, people don't like me. She goes, that's the reason you should do the radio, because we're going to get a lot of people who hate you. This is a true conversation. We're going to get people calling just to hate you. I go, is that good?
Yeah.
Good radio.
Yep.
I don't know. She put down a good crew together, and it was go time. It was like, here we go. And we kept saying, here we go. And the song that we played in the first was this song, because here we go. This is her song. This is her big song.
Okay.
Before, and here's how we change. And listen to the lyrics, who we are now, and I say that to you guys because nobody's going to stop you guys. And you guys, the only reason you have differences is because you're creative. Creative people just don't get along with people because they're nuts. They're out of their mind.
Yeah.
One person wants, but then when you understand, it's like I respect where you're going with this. That's what it takes. I respect where you're going with this.
Yeah.
But what do you think about this? And that starts it, you know. So
and then you
that was the beginning.
To disagree.
Right. And so that was our beginning. Ain't no stopping us now. Now we got Robin. So Robin.
Yeah.
Robin. So the theme has changed. Theme has changed. This is who we are now. And I'm gonna say this because I think this is who King and Pastor Don Jr. is too. But this is what when I come on the show and I have a bad day and I think about Robin, I think about Pat, I think about King, and I think about everybody else, and I think about all the people listening, and sometimes I feel sorry for myself, and I said, I don't have time for this. I'll make an appointment to feel sorry for myself next week, but not today, and I got to do what I got to do. So I played. So this is the song that I play, and it gets me going. And this is who I feel we are ever since Robin came aboard. Listen to the lyrics. Here we go. This is how I feel. This is how I feel.
Never stop. A dreamer with the fever to be great was all I ever wanted.
passed out to her legends.
Come on,
man.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Thank you.
That's right. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Sorry.
You're welcome, guys.
This is beautiful, brother.
With
y'all
Robin.
Bring a tear to my eye. You don't mean to cry.
I'm okay.
Come on now.
Oh.
I do that
oh.
all the time.
To remember something, guys, there's nobody like you. There's nobody like King. There's nobody like you, Doc, Pastor Don Jr., Theo. You guys are original.
Yes, sir.
There's nobody like you. And so whatever you create,
it's
going to
be original.
It will be an original. You're right, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Whatever you guys do, I wish you the best, and you got this as a platform. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to do it, kids. Here we go. I want to thank Pat for her reading. Good reading.
Yes, Pat.
Good reading.
Great reading.
Pat.
Great reading.
Thank you.
And King. King, I see good things for King. I see King's posting like a madman. I like it. I wish I had people like King posting. Dude, serious. I like it. I love it. We got a team doing that too, King, and thank you for giving me the inspiration, man. We're going to do good. We're going to have fun doing it. Well, I don't know if now should I. I got to give a little bit of news. I know you guys. I mean, we're doing good. But I put the thing up about Donald Trump. I why do I want to spoil it? You know, now it's like I don't want to spoil it. You know what I mean? I don't want to.
Play the clip. Come on, Hammer, play the clip. I know you got a clip for us.
Here's the news. Here it is right here. Here's the news. And here it is.
Has died. Anderson was the Associated Press Chief Middle East Correspondent. Barry Anderson has died. Anderson was the Associated Press Chief Middle East Correspondent in 1985. When he was snatched off the street in Beirut during Lebanon's civil war, Islamic militants held him for nearly 7 years. He was the longest held with several Western hostages taken as Hezbollah tried to put pressure on the U.S. to withdraw military forces from Lebanon. His family says he died at his home due to complications from heart surgery. He was 76. And we are thinking of him.
Wow. But that was the news I wanted to play, though. But dude died. I don't know if you want to celebrate he was the first hostage ever taken in Beirut. I don't know. But he died. People do die, man. That's rough. You know, I always say it's not rough for the person who actually died. It's rough for the people who leave behind. That's when it's rough, because if you're gone, you're with the Lord and everything's fine. You see your family. You see people pass before you. But the people who left behind are saying, hey, I'm having a hard time, Jesus. Jesus said, just give me some time. You will heal. Trust in me. You'll heal. Okay. And you will see them when it's your turn. Yikes. But not so fast, Jesus. I didn't love them that much. And give me some time here on earth. And that's what usually what happens. But here's some news. But there's one guy, the Teflon Don, unbelievable. Donald Trump, man, he's in court right now, and he's fighting for his life, paying a star $160,000, a porn star. And believe it or not, he's leading in the polls. He may be the next president. But here's the story.
Opening statements in the criminal hush money trial against him. I want to bring in ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl, along with ABC News Executive Editorial Producer John Santucci. John, I want to go to you for context first, because we're hearing former President Trump call this one of the Biden trials, talking about this being a coordinated effort with Washington. Put this all into context. Where are these accusations coming from, and is there evidence for it?
Well, there's absolutely no evidence. This has nothing to do with Joe Biden. This is the Manhattan District Attorney. The other case he was complaining about is from the New York Attorney General, the civil fraud case against his company. The Biden White House, the Biden Justice Department has nothing to do with any of this, but he is trying to tie this all together and make the point that he is being politically persecuted. This is not just his message vis-a-vis his trials. This is, in a way, his central campaign message. This and
prosecuted for. How much of that do you expect?
You know, Trump does that crap. This is the Biden. No, Trump,
yeah.
You paid the woman $160,000 and, you know, going her hoo-ha. What if Biden wasn't there? You got caught. You got to give it to Trump, though, man. Trump can come up with some shit that make
him
say, what?
But
his first thing is like,
in
what the fuck? And then he, huh?
He knows how to be play.
Yeah.
It was,
your first reaction.
Doing it. Yeah, them doing it. Not me. I didn't do anything
wrong.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to be good that you get. See, this is why Trump never got caught messing around. Because Trump's saying, you know, it didn't happen. Really? Seriously? And you say it, and that's like, well, Trump
people.
Didn't do that? Yeah. Did he would even have the hooker coin with Trump. Yeah.
If he paid that Pecker dude to keep him out of the inquiry, who else is he paying to keep things
quiet? Right. Mr. Pecker. He paid that Pecker.
Exactly.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I have a bad feeling. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I think he will be the next president.
I do, too. As much as I hate to say that, I think he will.
As much as I hate to say it, too.
Honestly, I'm kind of ready for to go ahead and get it over with, because if we don't, he's just going to run every single time, every single election year until he gets into the presidency. So I'm like, let's get it over with.
I don't want to see him get in.
Well, I don't either, but I don't want this circus every 4 years either.
I know.
Right.
I don't, but I think, he's 77, 78. If he doesn't do it here, I don't think he's going to run at 77, 78, 79, 80, 81.
I bet
81
he will.
You think he will? I bet you he will.
I bet he will.
Yeah.
They're not going to let him run. He thought he was president. He can't be president twice.
He only had one term. You can serve up.
Yeah, but he only
had
one term.
You
have two terms.
Yeah. Like I said, if he gets elected this year, that's it. He cannot, by law, run again.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. By law. That's the key word, by law.
Now, he might decide to change that while he's in the president's office, if he does get in there this time. But, by law, even George Washington only served two terms.
Can you imagine how he could change prison?
Y'all need to go get a Bill Clinton if y'all talking about. Come on. Let's really keep it real. Let's be honest. America is not going to let a guy who didn't do a good job come back and mess it up worse. America will not let that happen. I won't let it happen. I'm going to get on
There are people that love him. No. That I'm not kidding. I said that. I mean, they would literally follow him right up Satan's asshole. They would.
Oh, wow.
I know people like that. He could boil babies alive, and they would still follow him. They think the man can do no wrong. And these are educated people that have money and good jobs. And I can't say it blows my mind.
I stand for the Constitution, and constitutionally, he can't get back in office. He can't. He can't run again. He lost that window opportunity. When he didn't get reelected, that was it. He done. One thing
he can run for another term, but that's it. One more term, and that's it. He cannot serve more than two terms. No president can. So that's what I'm saying. I just kind of wanted to go. I wanted this circus to end.
Well,
because it's causing division between the country.
It's going to be interesting.
Hillary Clinton will be president before you become president. I'll tell you that for real. That's all.
Well.
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give
He's leading in the polls.
He will be. He's leading. Even when he's going through this trial, he is leading in the polls. And I think here's what's in his favor. See, people don't understand it. I hate to say it, but Americans don't trust their government. They don't trust the government. It's already in the poll. They don't trust the government.
After this, do you blame them?
Exactly. Well, Trump keeps on saying, he keeps on saying how corrupt we are. The United States is corrupt. Our judicial system is
corrupt.
Our legal system is corrupt. Our elections are corrupt. We're a corrupt government. But yet I want to be president. Okay.
Yeah, he wants to build a wall.
Yes. That's like saying, but you're right, Robin, but that's like saying, I know my dude's a thug. I know he robbed that bank. I know he stole that fried chicken when we weren't looking. I know that he sold some good drugs, sometimes some bad drugs, because I see that girl coming up there scratching her face all the time. I know this, but I want to have his baby. That's what it's like saying with Trump. I know this guy's an idiot. He's a thug.
That is how these people
are. I want to have my president.
I mean, I've got friends that are so dedicated to him, we don't even bring it up because we'll get into an argument.
Well, I don't do it because, and you know what, but you know what I want to do? I want to do this special, and I need to help with Pat. I need Pat. Pat, are you there? I'm going to do something special, Robin. Okay. Pat gave you guys a reading. I don't usually do this. I'm going to give you my tarot card reading. And this is going to bless the friendship of Pastor Don, CEO, and of King, or Top Billing King and Pastor Don, CEO. I am going to give you my reading as a psychic because I hide my talents. It's deep insight. Are you guys ready for this? Are you ready?
Come on, hit me with it, Brown. I'm listening.
All right, here we go. All right, I'm bringing up my psychic ability. Oh, my other porn name is Black Magic, by the way. Black Magic. There we go. That's it. I feel it now. I feel it. Pat, I need your help. The card that I came up with is the Hierophant card. The Hierophant card. It's between the both.
Yeah, that's learned from the past.
Mm-hmm.
That's
learned from the past.
Learn from
the past. That's my first card for you guys. And it says here, you feel a need for advice or wise counsel or perhaps spiritual consolation. I got spiritual consolation. There's Pat. Someone or perhaps immediate events will provide moral and practical guidance. Moral, church, practical guidance. Already there.
Mm-hmm.
It says, perhaps you are considering becoming such a spiritual advisor. We got a Pastor Don. His name is right there, Pastor Don Jr., spiritual advisor.
Sure.
And King is very spiritual, too. Amen, brother. It says here, you desire the tried and tested traditional values. So when you're considering your option, this approach will prove wiser than adopting an unconventional novel approach. For example, now this is marriage, but let me tell you guys, your partnership is more likely to be your desire than a living together situation. Now what that means is you guys are good. You guys are good, and there's a spiritual thing around both of you. There's a spiritual aura around both of you. You kept on saying spiritual advisor. We got a Pastor Don with the name Pastor, and also Kings in the church.
Mm-hmm.
We got. Okay. So
Come
the
on.
Next card is called the Empress. I go to the glory of Pat. What does the interest mean, Pat?
Well, that can mean a couple of things. That can mean marriage. That can mean living together. That can mean being in a total.
Well, that means y'all got to come out of the closet and get married.
No, right.
Okay, no, what? No? I was wrong? What? The cards are never wrong.
That's one of them going to get wrong.
So it says, the card suggests that at any time, your desire, comfort, security, and happiness may need some emotional support and reassurance. And it is. Everybody needs that. If you are considering having a partnership in business, think very carefully and be very strong at this time. Or perhaps one of you may have concerns. I'm reading it right here. Think about what you're doing, but the future looks bright for the both of you. Good luck.
Amen.
That's what the card says. Number three, I got the king. I got
the
emperor.
I have one statement for that.
Yes.
It's always better the second time around. It's always better the second time around. Always.
That's
better.
What my probation officer. That's what my probation officer said. That's right. Brian? Yeah. Put you back in the joint. What? The other one is the Emperor. Pat, tell me about the Emperor.
The Emperor means you're in control. Basically, it's a card that represents action and control and that... Basically, you're solid, and you're, the Emperor is a very, you're in control card.
Very dominant.
You've got it.
Yeah. Just trust and ask if you need help, but your success will be yours. That's right. Success. Control. And then I pulled out the Fool card, the Fool. And Pat, why did I pull out the Fool card for them? What's going on?
Well, that can mean new beginnings, totally new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It can mean a whole new frame of mind.
Right.
So,
amen.
So it's not the foolish thing. It is something that you're open to new experiences.
Right. And also it says, you're right, Pat, and also it says this is an exciting time for both of you guys. You have a lot of potential for fun and wonderful experience during your partnership. Your confidence should be high. It's a great time for new possibilities, just what Pat said. If you are considering leaving your job, home, or relationship, at some point you will have an unexpected desire to be fulfilled and you will achieve success. That's what it says. Success. So far, you guys are getting successful things.
Yeah, and it's the major arcana.
But this is this is the bad. Not everything could be happy. Pat, I pulled up a bad card for them. I pulled up the moon. The moon.
That's
I got the moon card for them.
It's not a bad card. It's a. It's about
tell them why it's not bad.
Brian?
Yeah.
It means subconscious thinking, subconscious
thoughts, you're right.
Subconscious
desires.
Well, subconsciously, that king wants to go out and get some hoes and keep him back. Stay back.
I don't think so. not
I think so. King, work before pleasure. King, hoe king back. The moon. The moon says here you're frozen with fears, you're lacking nerve, and you're confused as to what it is actually you want. You are allowing all your fears and anxieties to hold you back when you should be opening your mind to new and unexpected possibilities. You do need to be careful, however, as there are deceitful people around who may seem charming but are only out for their own gains. So, King, if you see a hoe, don't go. I'm going to say that to you.
Oh, okay. I like
it. Very charming people to mess this up.
Yeah.
Or else your secrets.
You see a hoe, don't go.
Because your secrets will be exposed. Yeah.
I guess
thank you, Pat.
The moon
thank
card,
you.
Too. Yeah,
thank you, guys. Right. That's all the reading. So. Everything looks successful. And Robin has an instinct, too. My card says you guys are going to be successful. Pat says you're going to be successful. And Robin, you have a feeling. Mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you think,
I
Robin?
Think they will be successful.
Right.
Amen.
But
wow.
It takes cooperation and collaboration and patience. It's going to, every type of partnership takes that. No matter what.
There's no iron team.
You're right. He's right. There's no I M team. You got that. There's no I in team. But there sure is an M E in that motherfucker. What can I say? I should be put away. Just throw me off the air for everybody's sake.
Come on, man.
Man,
this is my barbershop. I'm sorry, Hanson, but this is my barbershop. This is therapeutic. It's love. It's eyebrowsing. Eye-raising stuff when you got certain news stories. Nine times out of ten, I know everybody's on the phone. I talk to them personally, live on air. I love all y'all. At the same time, we are the white team. 300 strong. I got my guy back. And it's, y'all in trouble. That's all I got to tell you. Y'all
wow.
are in trouble. Get ready.
Wow. There you go. Wow. There you go. King, you guys are good, man. You guys are real good. And it's good to hear that you're back and good people go back. John Lennon, Paul McCartney went back a couple of times. Look at the music they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good guys.
Yeah.
Good guys go back together again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, this is the time. Yeah, it's time to almost say goodbye. I just want to say, yeah, up to the show. The show. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Amen.
My girlfriend made me promise to do things, so I have to run like a bitch and do things. Because in the hotel, and it's true, in the hotel, I woke her ass up and going, hey, baby, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. She goes, yeah, where were you? I was down there gambling. Did you win any money? No. I'm tired. I go, are you too tired if your lips are moving? I mean, do they work? She goes, what? Do you know how you pet them when they go to sleep? You're petting them like a cat, like your body, and going, meow, meow. You're hoping their back goes up and you I got near her ass, and she got my hand, and she twisted like a ninja. Ow, ow, ow. Go to bed. Okay. Ow. You learn that move. Bad girlfriend. Very bad girlfriend.
I didn't check out the pictures I sent in your Facebook there.
You send me pictures in my Facebook? Which one?
Yeah.
Are they
just
naughty?
Just look where you message me.
Okay. Pat is also my sex therapist. Hello, Brian. Oh, I saw the pictures. Oh, you bad. Oh, my. Okay, Pastor Don Jr. and my brother, King. She sent me, said, what is this in a jar, Pat? It looks like chocolate. What is that? Is
hash.
That hash?
Hash.
Oh, shit, I've never done hash. It's in a jar?
You're messing up.
I know. Robin told on you. I think she broke up a chunk.
And the baggie of shrooms.
Oh, my God.
I've never done
God.
Those, but I wish I could. But I'm not going to trust anybody around here to get off
right, this is my advisor. Brian, I know the way. Let me take another hit off the hash and take a shroom. Follow me. I don't know. Maybe you should relax for a little bit.
Pretty good. If you roll up a joint and you like take something and just smear like something right down the middle of it and you smoke that with the weed. Oh yeah,
I know. You're gonna be. And it's like, Pat, I don't know if I should take your advice, Brian. I'm telling you, you should do it. But really, drive in my car naked and go fast. And yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm doing it now. Maybe you should calm down. Drive naked. Be free, my friend. Be free.
Is there a law against that? I know there is public lewdness, but I didn't know there was a law specifically saying that you could not drive naked.
Yes, there is a law called it. Yeah. But there's no law to get a blowjob on a highway. There's no law about that. Yeah, it's true. You have not lived until you get a blowjob at 65. I'm not talking about the age. I'm talking about the miles.
Yeah.
Slurpee, 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 slurpee.
But that would be a horrible way to go if you wrecked.
I know it's a horrible way to go. Well, you know that happened to Wiz's name. Remember the singer Wiz's name, and it wasn't Marvin Gaye. It was the other? Oh my God! Was it Teddy Pendergrass? I think it was Teddy. Didn't Teddy get caught in a traffic accident? And it was a dude, and it was a woman dressed as a dude, and they found out it was a dude giving him a blowjob, and that's how he ended up in a wheelchair. Remember?
Oh wow!
I don't.
Yeah.
When was that?
Oh, yeah, I did not know.
Well, that was way back in, like, in the 80s.
I don't know him either. I don't know him.
Did you guys hear about that? I mean, am I the only one to hear that thing? Let me see here. Wasn't he in a wheelchair towards the end of his? I could have sworn he was. Okay, here it is.
Yes.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Large
wrestling. He had a spinal cord injury. Pendergrass suffered a spinal cord injury and was paralyzed from the waist down in an 1982 car accident. It was no accident. That dude was sucking your pipe. He came and you gone. That's it. I mean, that's how it was. He was driving and he spent six months in the hospital.
He
returned to recording. Yeah. He returned to the stage, and that's what happened. Was a dude. They found out it was a dude that
he
was
wrecked.
Typing him down. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Didn't he know that to begin with?
Oh, of course he knew. You know what I mean? It's like, how can you not know? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to ask Pastor Don, and I'm going to ask King. Would you guys know that it's a dude? I don't care how they're dressed or something. If a dude was on your dick, you know it's a dude.
Because they would smell like a man. I mean, even if they were wearing women's
smell like
clothing,
a man.
They would still smell like a man. They would. It's true.
That dude
smelled
like old Spice. That's no woman.
Oh, my God.
But
wow.
No, I mean,
that's
no
Chanel number five.
Differently. We do. We smell differently. So, yeah, I could identify them just by smell. Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I shouldn't tell this story. 19 years old, walking on Hollywood Boulevard, I saw a star. So I said, I always wanted to do this. I got the marker and I put my name on the star. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kept walking. I saw this woman, and I swear to God, the biggest tits I ever seen. It was Moroccan. I haven't seen tits like that in a circus. It was tits. It was tits. And it was raining. And that's all I saw was the tits. I didn't see anything else. And then I heard this husky voice turn around, walk towards me, and goes, "I think you noticed me." And again, I was looking at tits.
Oh,
I didn't even hear the sound. I'm going, tits, 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 tits. And then I hear, "Would you like, I got a place around the corner." True story. "I got a place around the corner. Would you like to go?" Swear to God, true story.
No.
Hand to Jesus. And Jesus was with me that day, my friends, and I'm telling you what happened. And she goes, "Would you like to go around?" And it looked like a woman. And I go, "Okay." And so we went to her place. I'm in Hollywood. I'm in this place. This is one bedroom. It was a kitchen. She was in the kitchen. Walk in the kitchen to the left. You go straight as the couch. And she goes, "What's your name?" And I go, "Brian, what's up? What's your name?" "It doesn't matter."
Wow.
"Okay, what's up? What's up doesn't matter. Can I call you matter or can I call you doesn't? Or it doesn't matter. What the fuck?" "Oh, you're a funny guy.
Yeah.
You're a funny fuck." And I go, "I'm not a funny fuck. I'm a really good, serious fuck. I got references. Why'd you go have a seat?"
Are you
tits? This is all true.
Whoa.
Biggest tits I ever seen.
Wow.
She goes, "I like you." I go, "Okay, okay, I'm here for a reason." She goes, "You just want to fuck, don't you?" "Well, not that, but maybe I can have tea." "Well, what do you want to do? You want to fuck or have tea?" "Oh, let me ponder this. I'll take the fucking."
Oh, my God.
I could get tea anywhere. True story. She goes in the room, and I hear from the voice, "Oh, by the way, I want to show you a picture when I was a man." Swear to God.
What?
I go, "You were a what?"
Yeah, are you serious?
Yeah. True story.
Had, was it completely changed?
It was nobody warned me about men with tits like that. That was them big old titties.
Oh, my.
And I go, and then I heard, then I go, what? He goes, yeah, I'm a man. And then she showed me the yearbook. This is what I looked like when I graduated. And it was a dude. I'm looking at the dude.
Oh,
I'm looking at her tits. I'm looking at the dude. I'm looking at her tits. And then it's like, okay. And I still didn't leave. Because she got some nice ones. I still didn't leave.
Oh, my God.
And so I said, I didn't. I should have. Any grown man would have left as soon as she said, do you want to see what I look like when I was a man? King, Mr.
Yeah.
and Mr. Pastor Don Jr., CEO, what would you do?
Exit stays left. Like
those
really?
It's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, we ain't got nothing to talk about. Because if we keep talking, I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm sorry. I'm violent. I'm very violent.
Punch you in the face?
Yeah. You'll get a fistful of knuckles very quickly.
Right.
No hesitation.
But you...
None.
But you should... But that's true. And then I said, I didn't leave. Because those were some... I mean, if you would have saw it, your eyes would have saw... My baby's right here. Hi, sweetheart. Why are you looking at me like that? I know. I'm telling the story to my friends. This is my... okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm not doing anything.
You know, I'm on the air, sweetheart. We will talk. I'm on the air. I will. Anyway, she didn't hear the story, so she wanted to hear the story. It was kind of uncomfortable for her to hear it. So the thing about
I
it is,
imagine.
So I saw that, and then she goes, she stood up, and I don't know if she had to know. I said, then I could, like I said to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, I gotta go.
Yes, I gotta go.
It's time to leave. I get up going towards the door. She blocks the door. She goes, but I'm partly woman. I swear to God. I go, no, I got to go. She goes, you want to feel my tits? They're real. I go, tits. No. And, you know, I just scream like I was in a horror film. No. And I pushed her aside, ran out the door. Ran out as fast as I could. Ran out the
It blows my mind that a dang man can grow bigger tits than old me.
I know.
It just,
well,
yeah. That is
just they were not
right.
real. They were not real. She must have paid a lot of money, but she was a freak. And it's like, no, no. These are stories that I keep hidden, and my therapist only knows about them. And it's like, no. And, you know, I don't know why I told that story, but I guess... I got some skeletons. I don't know.
Well, we all do.
People are strange. So that raises a question. Here we go. I'll read the headlines and then we're gone. Okay. Diddy, P. Diddy. Diddy investigation raises questions on death of Kim Porter, his former partner and mother of three. Now they're going to pin a death on P. Diddy, and they're investigating him now. P. Diddy says that close confidence associates and family members of Sean Diddy Combs are being called into question about an ongoing sex trafficking investigation into the music mogul. Since Diddy's past is now under microscope, he has been the subject of many conspiracy theories. This includes the mother of three of his seven children, Kim Porter, who passed away in 2018 at the age of 47. We were more than best friends, we were more than soulmates, and I miss you so much. Super black love. That's what Sean Combs said. Porter and Diddy have three children together, one 17-year-old twins, and she's dead. She's dead. Mm. They don't know what happened. There's questions around Diddy. Former lovers are of concern following a lawsuit alleging the mogul substitute to Cassandra Casey Ventura, a year-long relationship that includes beatings and rape.
Oh, wow.
Now, Cassandra Ventura is, the latest one, and she's one who filed the criminal or the things in court. She claims beatings and rape. Ventura, she alleged in a suit filed against the producer in New York that Combs brought her into his a sensuous, fast-paced, and drug-fueled lifestyle not long after she met him and signed to his label when she was 19 and he was 37. 19, 37. You know, I'm going to tell you something. And guys know what I'm talking about. You rappers out there, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. What's up, right? You know what, I know what's up. Why are you doing this? All I can say is, why are you doing this? You bitches out there. Now, you know, all of a sudden, she was 19 and 37. How old is she now? What is that? Let me just see how old. And I'm going to tell you something. Her name is Cassandra Cassie Ventura. She said she started out with him at 19. Now, 19, I'm sure J-Lo was in the picture at that time. But let's see what her age is now. Because I'm making a point here. And
she ought to be like 37 or something.
Well, if she's,
I think she's 37.
She's
35. Right. She's 35
then
years
she's
old.
She's stupid.
Right. Now,
one
all this time.
Once,
right.
And that'll be the last time they ever do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She stays
or we'll have the
beating.
Opportunity.
Exactly. What I'm saying is, I'm saying this is an opportunist. She's claiming rape. Rape? Rape? Really? You've been together for 15 years. And then you're
and,
claiming.
And, what, and if he did that to her, why didn't she leave then? Yes. Why
exactly.
didn't she leave?
Right.
You know?
And she's saying that
I mean,
he was the one who put me in. She's accusing him. You were the one who gave me. I was in a drug fueled lifestyle. You put me into this drug fueled relationship, 19, and he was 37. Well, you didn't complain when you were 19, bitch. You didn't complain he was 37 at the time.
No, and where were her parents? You know, they
right.
were.
Right.
Exactly. Where
exactly.
were her parents? They'd never been allowed to begin with by her parents.
But, you know, exactly. Now, I'm going to say this because I'm going to go off the air pretty soon because I wish I would have started with this first because this pisses me off. I don't know P. Diddy. King knows a little bit about P. Diddy. I don't know P. Diddy. I never hung with P. Diddy. I never heard anything about P. Diddy until now. And that makes me suspicious.
Oh, wow.
And when I hear,
me neither.
And when I hear some shit, when I hear some shit now, I'm going to investigate why all of a sudden I'm hearing shit with Diddy. And then I realize that Cassandra... And her partner is suing Diddy, and she's connected with this other dude who is a producer of music. And I'm saying, follow the money. Just follow the money, and you're going to get the answer. Follow
exactly.
the money.
Exactly. Actually, that solves most of all crimes, too, if you follow the money.
Right. Follow the money.
It solves a lot.
Especially in Congress.
And now they're going to bring up shit that... Now they're going to put in your head that P. Diddy killed his former mother, the mother of his three of his children. These people are relentless. It's the Diddy's investigation raises questions on death of Kim. It's not saying he was arrested for it or he's suspicious. It just raises questions on the death of – that is bullshit. These poor kids.
Yeah.
Daddy, did you kill mommy? This is really
–
Oh, my God.
And, but what I don't like, is people like 50 Cent. Now, I'm going to use the N-word. I rarely use the N-word. I don't use it. I have it. I pull it up as a weapon. Sorry. This nigga makes me sick. All respect of 50 Cent. 50 Cent is saying on Twitter, Diddy did it.
How would he know? Was he there?
You know, running around in a circle. But we have to, like I said, there's a song by one of my favorite artists, Slohan. He says, take a look at yourself. You're accusing me of spending money on other women, but you're taking money from somebody else. So what I'm trying to say is, 50 Cent, when you were starting, you were doing drugs, man. You were passing drugs through the street. You were a drug dealer, man. You were not only a drug dealer, you did some other shit, too. You got shot 27 times, or probably more than that. I mean, what was it, 19? I don't know, but he got shot a lot. You survived. Okay. Now your hero is, you know, is Eminem. Eminem's your hero. Now we can go back in Eminem's past too, which is not the best in the world. So why are you putting shade on P. Diddy, where your life was?
Yeah.
And I know, and you alluded to some shit that you killed some people. You're not going to admit it, but we all know. The brothers know what's going on, what's up. And so when I hear these rappers coming out about P. Diddy, and I don't know P. Diddy. I don't know him. But I do know some of the music industries. I do know when you're a rapper, you're going to get all these. And I think with L. Kelly, I'm saying stop that nonsense with R. Kelly. I think they should free R. Kelly, too. I'm saying this is bullshit. Same thing you did with Bill Cosby. This is bullshit. But I'm going with P. Diddy. You didn't need to have all that SWAT go to your house. You didn't need to have the Homeland Security go to your
security?
House.
Come on now. That's supposed to be for terrorist threats.
Exactly. What is going on here? You know, you wanted to make
the
examples, and you got nothing. You got nothing.
It's a big circus. The world is a big circus, and we're in the middle. We're the middle.
Right.
We're the main ring.
Exactly. You know, and it was, and then they're going with this Kim Porter. They're going, how did she die? It says Porter was found dead in her L.A. home after going into cardiac arrest while fighting flu-like symptoms. That was the cause of death. People are saying, well, P. Diddy did it. P. Diddy did not do it. The woman had a heart attack.
Make her sick and then smother her?
Exactly.
I mean, really?
They said at the time it was still unclear, but that's what the autopsy, that's what it, and then we're going to go with P. Diddy with Pac. We're going to go with P. Diddy with Pac, and I'm not going to go there. You know what I'm talking about, King. You know what I'm talking about, Pastor Don Jr., CEO. We can go with P. Diddy with Sean. We can go with Sean with Pac, Tupac, and their beef. We can go with Sean with Biggie. We can get into that. And the suspicions and everything
and
that
those,
P. Diddy was behind Tupac's death. We can go,
you don't know. He may have
I know, been. But my beef is all these years, man. All these years.
Mm-hmm.
All these accusations.
Yeah,
and a lot of rappers know what the download was going on with everybody. They knew what was going on with R. Kelly. They knew what was going on with P. Diddy. If you were a rapper, they knew what was going on with Ice-T. They know what's going on with, you know, you're a rapper. You know why you're a rapper. You know, the one who was really, the only rapper that I really liked, besides King, but that was really honest, was Eazy-E. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Eazy-E, but he was only one. Eazy-E was King and doctor. I made you a doctor. Pastor Don Jr., CEO. You know who Eazy-E is, right? This is Niggas with Attitude, Eazy-E. And and he had a problem. But he was the only one that
he was honest about
that
it.
Spoke the truth about the life. Man, here's Eazy-E. Here's a little bit of Eazy-E songs. I don't know if they can even play this. Who am I thinking about? Was it Ice Cube? I think Ice Cube was in that. Was Ice Cube in the group? I think Ice Cube was in that group. Was it Ice Cube? Am I thinking Ice Cube? But here we go. It was Niggas with Attitude, right? Let me see. Niggas with NWA. NWA group. I'm just going to make a point here. What I'm trying to say is that come from the rap world, it's not all this stuff is going to surprise you. And why are you blasting your own people? G-R-O. And coming out like that and choosing somebody, and he hasn't gone to trial and all that shit. You know, straight out of Compton. Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, and Eazy-E with N.W.A. Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, and Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you never listen to Eazy-E, here's a little bit of Eazy-E. Listen to the words. Pat, you're going to have to close your ears because this is thug music. You know what I mean? You go, oh, my. You're going to be in there locking your doors and getting the gun and shit. But listen to the words. There you go. Now, that's Eazy-E. Now, Eazy-E talking the truth. Now, here's one of my songs of Eazy-E, and I'm getting to a point. Just listen to it. Just bear with me for a little bit. This is Eazy-E. Again, Niggas with Attitude. You got Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, and Eazy-E. They're Niggas with Attitude. Now, here's one of his other songs. Listen to this.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Eazy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't going to work.
Well, that was crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Eazy. Hey, man, what you come up with me out for a minute, man, to bust this crazy shit?
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I got to get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac 10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Dipped as I thought, the fool kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Up in the shit buying W.A. It was gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I bought my old shit. It went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GDA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Now, that's rap. What happened, man? What happened to these bitch-ass rappers who are coming down on P. Diddy? You you know, whatever you think of P. Diddy, I'm hearing, well, what did he do about Usher? Usher ain't saying shit. Well, what did he do about Bieber? Bieber ain't saying shit. Well, I know he done this shit. You don't know shit.
You weren't there.
And why are you talking shit? After all these years, and then you go to, you got to look at where's this money come. Follow the money. Who wants the money?
Exactly.
Oh, it happened to be his ex when she was with him at 19, and she's filing this complaint at 37 years old. Are you fucking kidding me? Come on.
Yeah, if he was doing all that, those horrible things, then why isn't she being charged as being complicit? For allowing it to happen and not doing anything about it.
See, that's the thing, Robin. See, he may have been doing that horrible shit, but nobody said shit. Nobody said shit when it was happening. Everybody thinks, well, it's a rumor. I know he's doing shit. Nobody came forward and all this shit. Let me tell you something. Here's why I get mad. I used to have a lot of authors come on this show, right? And some of them will talk about sexual abuse. I go, okay, I had a tiptoe around it. And I asked a question, you were sexually abused. They go, yes, Brian, I was sexually abused. I go, how long was it? She goes, I've been abused for 20 years. I'm just coming out with the book now. In my head, I'm saying, you stupid bitch.
Yeah.
You've been sexually abused for 20 years, and you're now just coming out with this, and you know that there's a predator out there for 20 years, and he's abusing other innocent women, and you know this. You know
and
this.
You didn't arrest this guy.
Put this guy away. And you know he's out there, and how many other innocent girls that he has messed with, and you're going to come out with a book to make money off of it. And that's how I feel. This is how I feel with the rappers who are going after P. Diddy. Shut your mouths. Even if the shit was going on, nobody said shit when he was making shit and bringing up shit and all that shit. When you wanted your connections and all that bullshit, look at the bitch who's trying to sue him and been with him for 15 years and she's claiming rape. She's claiming beatings. And like Robin said, if you hit her once, I'm out.
You're not probably more than likely they're going to be dead if they hit me once.
Right.
Because as soon as I come to, I don't play around with that. I'm too small to do that.
But exactly. But the red line is when I look at the thing, and this is what the warning sign: a drug fueled atmosphere, drug fueled. Bitch, you're at a party. Of course it was drug fueled.
Yeah,
of course people are going to be coming in there with cocaine and marijuana. And you're with rappers, man. You're with rappers.
They
you're
didn't
having
hold her
a
down
party.
And shove it up her nose, you know.
Right.
They didn't, she did it herself. Yeah. I mean, she might be, all she has really to claim on that is being, you know, around it.
When
she
I was
coming
Right. When I was coming up as an actor, and I was lucky enough to be invited, I didn't even have any money to buy bologna. So when they said, you know, Brian, you want to come over and party, I was there for the food. I swear. I was there for the food. They had good chicken and shit. You know, something that you didn't have to pop in the microwave in 3 minutes is a meal. But when I was there, I networked. You know what I'm talking about, Pastor Don Jr. But while I was there, I networked, and of course there were drugs going on. Of course there were. What do you think, you're going to go to a rapper party and it's going to be just gin and juice?
No.
There's going to be some cocaine, crack, meth,
everything else.
And I guarantee you there's some naked girl that has it on her body and they're sniffing it off her, instead of her coochie, because if hooves you get wet, it fucks up everything. Don't put it near her coochie. Who's the idiot to put the coke near her coochie? Get away. You know, get him out of the house. Mess up the whole drugs. The coochie, you know, coochie get wet, drug get wet. No more drugs. Sorry. Just a thing. So don't tell me drug-infused parties. You knew that. You knew that at 19. Why do you want to go to P. Diddy's house? I went to the Playboy Mansion and I say, oh, it's like me going to Playboy Mansion. Oh, there's naked people here. Brian, are you an idiot?
Surprised.
It's the Playboy Mansion. Exactly. Well, I didn't think they swam naked. Yes, they do swim naked. I'm not going to touch that pool. But get the fuck out. So I look at, but when I see people piling on, it's okay. You don't like Diddy? Good. Okay, cool. But to come out and snitch at drugs at your party, and now he's sex trafficking, and everybody got their freak on. I'm going to tell you something. When I make a lot of money, you're going to read about me because I got some freaks. You know, I have freaks about midgets. You're going to be reading about me. Brian did it again. He fucked up a midget, and his midget is complaining about Brian. Well, what do you got, little darling? I can hear it now in court. Hello, midget. Would you like to come on the stand? Yes, sir. Okay. What's your name, midget? My name is Marla. Okay, what did Brian do to you? Well, Brian dressed me up like a little Girl Scout. Oh, shit! How old are you? 37. And what did he do? And then he picked, yeah, and then he broke my cookies. What? And then he made me, dance around a little bit like I was, and he put elf ears on me. Oh, my God, that's disgusting. You, and then I'm sitting there going, what? And then he put me, then he sat me on his you know, his Brian thing. Yes. And he rubbed me back and forth, back and forth. And then one time the phone rang, and he said, don't stop. And he just lifted me up by my bum, and he answered the phone when I was going back and forth because I was so small, and he's taking care of business. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. Yes, book King Webb on his show. Uh-huh. Okay, goodbye. And then I kept doing it, and they kept doing it. And then after it was done, he tossed me off the bed. And then he told me that my friends were like some midget love. And then I went over to my friend's house, and he got midget love too. And then he promised me that he would take care of me, and he didn't. So now I'm sex trafficked. Sex traffic, you know, there's nothing worse than being sex trafficking a midget. How low can you get?
I see.
And there, yeah, that was it. I mean,
yes.
I'm telling you, we all have our things, and I don't know what P. Diddy did, and I'm not saying that he didn't. Yeah, but I'm not saying he didn't. I'm saying that if you guys thought it was so horrible back then, why don't you say something, and not when he divorced your ass, and not when you want to be a wannabe producer coming out with this shit after 15 years, and then you got other rappers saying, yeah, he did it. What? And you're snitching on him because you're a rapper? What is that?
Yeah, but and the thing is, if it weren't true, somebody would have come forward.
Exactly. I just don't like this.
Because it would be a big payout for whoever came forward.
Right.
No one has. Right. That's why she's
right.
doing this.
And I'm going to tell you, if you ever see a bow-legged midget, I didn't do it. So I should say. I want to thank. I want to thank Pastor Don Jr. and King Webb. Pastor Don,
yes.
Jr., CEO, and King Webb, thank you for your unite. I want to hear good things coming from you guys. Thank you for calling in the studio. My brothers, thank you. I want to thank Pat for reading them. The wonderful wizard. She's behind the curtain of the show. Pat, thank you. Thank you for coming in and giving them a good reading.
There.
Okay. And, of course, Robin is my co-host, and you've been a great co-host, Robin. Thank you for all the talent you have sent. I promise you the website will be done today. Robin,
okay.
And you guys are going to be able to go to my website or our website and read about Robin. And there's some nude pictures of me dressed running around. So that's enough for all you guys. No, there's not. There's no. I thought that would bring in traffic. There's not. But it's going to be a fun thing. We're going to do it to move artists forward. Thank you, Laverne, for listening. And Robin, guess what? Exactly. And Shirley, I'm saying hello to you. Good night, Shirley, wherever you are. Robin is what I'm talking about. All right, everybody. I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Right.
Bye.
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 Tomorrow.
There you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow.